That's why I stopped playing basketball with y'all.
Yeah.
And y'all had to just, I was like, listen, it would just be one and done with y'all.
Nah, you came out there a couple times.
Yeah, I know, but I'll be like, yo, nigga. That's all, and that's exactly what I say.
Fuck it, believe
in
myself.
Fuck it. I believe in myself.
Don't. We all go in the complete opposite direction. Mike still yep. sitting at the free throw line.
Posing.
Yep.
With the wrist up.
Posing and cherry picking at the same time.
Yeah, because I wasn't going to move. Yeah, wow. Yeah. It's at the wall. Pine wall.
The damn double rim court. Goddamn double rims. Yeah, they used to have summer league out there. I played a couple summer league games out there. Or summer league seasons, I should say. Dog, Kevin. Yo. All right. Let me tell y'all. We told this story before on like the earlier podcast, but super if you don't know, Kev. We used to have super producer Kev. That's where the podcast started, right? So we used to record at his house. But back in the day, before this nigga was an amazing tennis player, this nigga was the second coming of Allen Iverson. Like, I swear to God, bro. When I moved to Township, I moved there in seventh grade, and I think he was in sixth. So I was playing, like, the first time I ever met people was, I think, because it was basketball. Or, no, football season had just ended. So basketball season came around, right? And we get on the team. And so I'm on the Nets. So we have a game against the Sixers. I was like, damn, man, I wish I could have played for the Sixers. This nigga Kevin Taylor played for the Sixers, right? My favorite player was Allen Iverson. So not only did Kevin Taylor... Yeah, I'm going to keep saying his whole name. Not only did this nigga Kevin Taylor
have
number... Not only did he have number 3... He had the headband and a fucking sleeve, bro. I was like,
"Are you telling
where?"
Me he's like that dude that had the full Michael Jordan.
Yes. Not only was he on the Sixers, not only was he number 3, not that only did he have the headband, bro. I was pissed, bro. I'm like, yo, this nigga is my favorite player right now. It's fucking pissed me off.
And he's playing like him, too.
And he was shitting on me, bro. He was giving me buckets. I couldn't do anything about it. I was so mad.
Oh my
I was
God.
So mad.
I remember when I used to play them rec league. Yo, remember Keenan? We were on the same team.
Uh-huh. What?
What team? What was it? The Celtics? Knicks?
No. We were the Sixers that year. And literally,
I was the point guard.
Keenan was by far.
I was the best player
by
on it.
Far. And I mean by fucking a mile.
Yeah.
The best nigga on the team. It's funny.
Oh, wow.
I literally only started because my father was the coach.
Oh, man.
But nah, I got rebounds and shit.
Yeah.
But
nah, man.
I had no other.
Wait, what year was that?
Bro, do you remember?
What year was that?
I got kicked off the team.
You were on that team?
Yeah, his dad always picked me. Always. His dad always picked me.
Why? Because you were fast?
Nah, I just think he just thought I had potential. Thought.
Little do you know, Corey's the worst basketball player I know.
I was on your every year. Your dad was a coach. I was on
Corey.
Team.
You were on a team.
His dad.
I never talked to him. Like, but you were.
His
yes.
dad picked me every.
You know
time.
Who was my team? You know who was on my team? It was me, Mookie, and Bryce.
I hated y'all. Were you on the Lakers?
No, I was on the Nets.
Yeah.
It was me, Mookie, Nets. Bryce, and we had.
We were the Sixers.
And we had the boy. Yes. We had the boy. His name was Jason. But. His last name started with a K. Peluso. Yes, Jason Peluso. I think that's his last name.
Yeah, he works at LA Fitness.
Yeah. Oh, just put his social security number. All right.
739.
Yeah. But the team to beat that season, I think they won a championship. It was the fucking Celtics. Wanimi was on the Celtics. Gary Sharp was on the Celtics.
And that's what I didn't
Josh
like.
Josh Sanders was on the Celtics. They had
yes, it was
hitters.
No, the next
they
year
put
was the
Gary
Lakers, right?
and Wanimi
yes.
on the same team.
Yes.
I didn't
play the next season because I was on the travel team. Y'all niggas wasn't.
Whose dad was who? No, who's.
Yeah, you could. My dad
fucking,
let me play.
No, whose fucking dad? It was somebody's dad, like recruiting. Like, he was really fixing
Mr.
it.
Mr. Singletary.
Wait, who was that?
He owned the team. He had his own Lakers jersey.
See, that's that bullshit.
Like, he was like...
Yeah, Mr. Singletary. He worked for the township.
Yeah, bro. It was disgusting. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Well, that was the Celtics. Matt DeRosa was on that team. Bro, I hate it, bro. Nah, the Celtics had hitters, bro.
It was a very frustrating league.
No, because I was on a good team.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I was nice. But, we had a good... Bryce was our shooter. Bryce was like, Bryce was like, he was like a Shake Milton. That's what he was.
That's the perfect Bryce.
Bryce was Shake Milton.
That's so crazy.
Mookie was our enforcer. He was
Ron Artest.
He was Ron Artest and Rasheed Wallace at the same time because Mookie had the ratty.
Steven Jackson.
Yes. Mookie had the ratty. That nigga was shooting from half court when we were 12.
Bro, no. No, because that league was bullshit because there was the team that everybody knew was going to win.
Yeah.
Then it was like a slight. No. Yep. Bro.
Eddie
fucking Hoffman. And I love you, Eddie. If you listen, Eddie's my man. Yeah. He was in the smart classes with me.
Oh,
he
my
was,
God.
He's a cool white man. But, nigga, that's Brian Scalabrine.
Literally, that is Brian
Splitter.
That is Brian Scalabrine. You know how he's Brian Scalabrine? Because most of the time he wasn't doing shit. But that one game, he was gonna shit on you,
nigga,
boy.
That nigga, he was one of the niggas like he was giving his all though.
Oh, all.
So
all
you had to respect it.
You had to respect it
because
he
started because you're tall and you're giving it your all. Now, do you know your ass from your elbow? Probably not. But you are giving it 110% out there. Nigga,
I have Brian Eifert on my team. My team was nice, bro.
Bro, this is the league. The league was bullshit. Nice. It was the rigged team.
It was a very cherry-picked league.
This is what it is. Yes. It's the rigged team that you knew was going to win. Then it was like a slightly less team that could catch the big team on a bad day. Like, that was your team. And then it was us competing.
My team, all right, so if we had to give it seeds, like, obviously the Celtics were the number one seed.
The Lakers and the Nets.
Yeah, Lakers and the Nets. And I was on the Nets. So, like, Lakers and Celtics were, like, 1 and 2. I was on the Nets. We were, like, a 3 or 4 seed, maybe, like, in the middle somewhere, like Indiana Pacers. Like,
yeah, we
they're not ass, we were, but they're not.
We were
us.
Vancouver.
Yeah. And then y'all.
Every game was a dogfight.
And y'all niggas was.
Yeah, y'all were the Charlotte.
Vancouver Grizzlies, nigga.
Yes, no, the Vancouver Grizzlies.
In 2021, we were the Vancouver Grizzlies. That's what we was working with.
Wait, Q, did you ever play? What teams were you on?
Behind y'all. So I played 1 year on the Bulls. It was me and CJ together. But the team we played was fucking fake. It was the Nets.
Yeah.
It was Marcus.
Yeah.
Brandon Smith.
Oh, yeah, Brandon Smith, his dad yes. was a coach.
And I had to play fucking center.
That's how I got on that. Brandon Smith, that's funny,
yo,
bro.
It was one game I had
Bryce
five
was on
fouls.
That team.
Yeah.
Bryce, Ron, I don't know if y'all know Ronnie Grant. He was nasty. With
yo, yeah, Ronnie Grant.
Yeah, Ronnie was nasty.
Ronnie was the, you know how you only play first or second quarter?
Uh-huh.
Ronnie was the second quarter killer because he was just better than all the fucking stupid ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they had to
everybody
do,
had
you had to switch
strategy.
The rotations.
The start because everybody had to play.
Everybody has to play. So you had to have the starters and the second bench. Yep.
Kadar was on the Raptors. I forget who was like.
Kadar was just good at everything.
There was another person with Kadar. I forget who was. But Marcus and their team was fucking fake.
Bro. Yeah, we got to call Kadar one day. Can we?
Hated Kadar. He was good at everything.
We got to call him one day.
It was like the Dominican Sue and Pop Warner.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, I don't know if y'all ever watched him. We were young. He used to play nose guard.
Yes.
Remember when he went under the center and took the ball?
They literally changed rules.
No, they had to.
Yes.
He would literally snap, take the ball from the center.
From the center, yes.
It,
yep.
Time it up perfectly so that, like.
Get turnovers every time.
I remember that.
So he would mess up the snap where the center was hiking.
Yep.
He would literally look at the center and, like, smack
and hit the ball.
So it would be like. 5 fumbles a game.
That's an illegal procedure.
He didn't take the ball.
Yeah,
so it's our ball. Our ball.
Even though you can't do that,
they had to change the game. Change the rules for them.
I forgot.
The first thing I've ever seen do that.
I forgot he was doing that shit, bro.
Remember the 1 year where Bryce was quarterback
and
they beat Morristown, and Morristown didn't lose a game in 2 years, and Bryce and Marcus didn't beat them.
That was the 90s. I think I was on.
No, you were on my team.
I was gonna say I was on your team.
Yeah, you're on my team. Yeah. We watched them.
We watched them. That was when they were on the 90s. And they had the black coach V or whatever.
It was Bryce, Marcus, and Jaceem.
They had
Bryce,
a good team.
Bro, Star was on that team.
Mind you, for all you guys that are listening to all these names, and you're not from here, you don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Just know some legendary.
These are legendary. Kadar's in the NFL. Don't stop
one
playing.
One of these niggas are in the NFL.
The other nigga went to Fordham.
When I talk about Bryce, Marcus. And Jaceem and like CJ, I'm talking about
D1. Yeah, these are
I'm talking about legends in Pop Warner. Like these are South
literally,
Jersey legends.
Literally,
like they beat a team in Morristown who didn't lose a game in 2 years.
Yeah,
they beat them.
Them niggas was nice, but we was nice too. Don't get it fucked up. We listen.
We packed
We might have clapped them niggas, all right?
Not if our whole grade was playing. No fucking
way. Wait, Quro. Was Quro on our championship?
I played.
Because we went to the championship. We lost, but we went.
We lost to some high schoolers.
We lost.
Wait, weren't you on our championship?
I was the quarterback. You feel me?
Were you on the Unlimited that
year? I only played Unlimited 1 year.
It was the year when he was quarterback and Mamu was running back, and I was playing.
I never played with
him. Okay, bro, so then, then you were on the Olympics.
Yeah, we were nice, bro.
I played with Quashay more than I played with you.
Yeah. Now me and Quashay.
I was up.
Quashay was too big, bro. Yeah. Quashay was playing with Trey and Gary Sharp.
Yeah. Remember you used to block for me?
I would literally play on the course team.
Yeah, I remember, and I remember this vividly. We were playing the Indians from Mount Laurel.
Oh, Fleetwood.
Yeah, Fleetwood, yes. I changed the whole blocking scheme in the huddle. Because they had what? This is when I was playing running back, right? Yeah. JV, never forget it. Right? Look, they had like one big ass linebacker who shouldn't have been playing JV, and he was like teeing off on me. So I literally went to Quashay in the huddle. I was like, I don't care who's in front of you. You block that big ass nigga every fucking play. Because he's fucking hitting me. And if he keeps hitting me, I'm going to hit you.
This is 11 year old Corey.
Yeah. Bro, Corey's 11. I'm 9. Bitch.
Bigger than everybody.
I heard JV. I'm like, high school.
No, we're
might be feasible because he's like a year or two.
No, old. We're talking. No,
I'm young, bro. No, I'm probably 9 or 10.
Yeah. I think Quashay was playing like guard. I was like, fuck the defensive tackle.
Who was the quarterback?
I was playing two groups up.
Yeah,
it was either Nashawn or Verbitsky.
Okay.
Because Verbitsky was our quarterback a lot. Yeah.
I played on a team with Bruce. Bruce is fucking 4 years older.
Literally.
No, he literally did.
Literally. Yeah.
I don't know if Daquan was on our team, maybe.
He was. He was the running back.
Daquan, yo. Yeah.
No, you know what's crazy? Like, Township high school football teams, they can't really compete with like some of the powerhouses because we're just not big enough in the trenches. But our rec teams,
bro,
Pop Warner, bro,
we were going to the championship,
like the skill position type.
Oh Township was breeding skill players.
Like you see what Marcus does now with working out with kids, he's like breeding those kids,
nigga.
Right.
That's what Coach Darryl was.
Yes,
me and Marcus were literally talking about this yesterday. How Township is missing that track program.
Because they merged with Burlington City, right? And now it's ass now.
Nigga, we used to run in circles for fun.
Yeah.
All
Bahama 300s?
Yo, we talk about that
Like, yeah. Coach Darryl has coached Olympic runners. Mm-hmm. Like,
I know, we was moving.
He's like
the slow nigga. I was one of the slow niggas, all right?
Bro.
I was fast, but them niggas were way faster.
We used to run for fun. Fucking 3 days a week, running.
No, you see how like we talk about like the Pop Warner football track was a whole nother level.
Track was a different level.
That was different. Like, nigga, we had Isaiah Brockington. Like,
that boy was a freak.
I just seen Isaiah the other day.
Freak.
Yeah,
how's he, man?
He's good.
He's doing his thing.
He's good.
He's a truck driver. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, he make money.
He's making bread.
Yeah. Shout out to Isaiah.
Nah, he was like Quashay. He was just athletic.
Light on his feet, but
I
big.
Was on our 4x1
team. Well, you know who his older brother is.
Yeah. Cornell Brockington played for the Redskins.
He had a tryout. He had a tryout with the Cowboys and the Redskins.
He was on the Redskins.
Yeah,
he made it.
Now, he had a tryout with the Cowboys, but he was on the Redskins.
He got injured. He fell off a motorcycle.
But if he didn't, he was getting drafted.
Because he went to Willenboro. My grandfather was his coach. And when he got the bike, that's why I can't have a bike now. But my grandfather was like, yo, don't get on that bike. He already hated him. And then when he fell off, he broke his leg, and that was it.
He broke his leg when he was about to get drafted.
Never recovered. But yeah, we say all that to say that Burlington Township is the powerhouse of South Jersey.
Absolutely.
It's nice to reminisce.
It is.
To your sports.
Man, I can't get over that rec league basketball shit, bro.
It was always that same way.
That rec league basketball.
To be honest with you, two
bullshit.
Things. It made me not like basketball. I'm going to be honest with you. Like,
why?
Well, I'll tell you why. Two things. And you're part of this too.
Okay.
One, I didn't like it because it was cherry picked for like.
Man, we kept losing. Like, who was going to like a sport?
But
where
I was right.
I was a fresh draft pick.
I was the new kid. Nobody knew who I was.
I understand that, but like, who's going to like a sport, right?
Yeah.
Where your first introduction to it is you always getting your ass beat.
You always suck.
And when you're that young and you're like.
It fuck with your mental.
Yeah. And it's just like at that point, like obviously like everybody was it was better than me. Yeah. But I was at a young enough age where I would be like, yo, I can actually work at this. Because like even with track, like that was my thing. Mm-hmm. My first race, I got lapped. But I was like, I saw things like, I could, you know.
Yeah.
But with basketball, we just kept fucking losing.
And like, there was no like,
response. Mom's like, comes to the game.
Yeah, then it's like, I remember like getting into fucking verbal arguments with him on the court. Because he's like, God, you got to be doing this and you're not doing that. And I'm like, nigga, I fucking suck.
I don't have the facilities for that.
Was so bad. I remember it was Keenan. Keenan was the best by far. Me.
Yeah, Keenan was definitely the most advanced.
He
was
only there because my dad was the coach. Yeah. Then there was Corey. Then I remember Eddie Hoffman. Shout out to Eddie. I think Jaron was on the team too, if I'm not mistaken.
Jaron Rice?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yo.
Hold on.
Yes, he was. You said, "Oh, y'all niggas is trash." No, no, wait, wait.
Yes.
No. If you wait, if you are relying on Corey for buckets, there's a problem.
Wait, I remember.
It's a problem.
I was late to our playoff game because I thought they was later in the
afternoon. Yo, we were. Oh, we were in shambles. Where the fuck is Keenan? We need him.
Keenan, get
now.
Your dad down here. Does he remember that?
Probably not.
No, but the thing is,
do you remember? No. Do you remember this is nigga that most assest nigga I've ever seen in any sport affiliation in my motherfucking life? Remember that nigga Joe?
Joe who?
And his dad would be around, act like he was an assistant coach.
Joe.
They're like, well, why are you doing shooting, Joe? And he would always miss.
Wait, what? Who the hell
you don't remember,
Joe?
You don't remember Joe?
I don't remember the name Joe, but I remember they
didn't graduate. They didn't graduate with us, did they?
No, he's a year younger than us. But his name is Joseph, and his dad's name was Joe too.
Oh, yes, the light skinned nigga.
Yes, Joe.
That nigga was ass.
He was fucking terrible.
Yeah, but he would keep shooting shit.
Always.
And he was like, bro, I'm tired of playing defense. This is not part of the fucking offense.
Bro, I'm tired. You don't remember that nigga?
He said his name was Joe.
Yeah, imagine Joe. Frank Ntilikina trying to play like Steph Curry. That's what it was like. Like you're pissing me the fuck off. Now I don't want to play. Now I'm telling my dad Marvin, don't sign me up next year because I ain't fucking playing.
What was his name? Yo,
fucking died just now, bro.
That's literally.
I'm tired of playing defense.
He's
because I'm not gonna lie right now, Joe. You're 0-for-4, and nigga, you keep fucking shooting.
We're down 20. You're 0-for-4, nigga.
Yeah, let's try something else.
And his form was ugly as shit too. All right, bro.
He shot like Tory Lanez.
All right,
nigga shot like Tory.
Yo, that nigga.
Oh,
shout out to you, Joe. Wherever you are, but nigga, you was ass back in the day.
Hope you're doing great,
nigga. You was.
He went to college. He went to the same college as me. Shout out.
Shit,
to him.
Not for basketball, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's not his. I forget. I follow him on Instagram.
Nah, but like, the reason why like it made me resent the game was because when your kids are that young, you can't cherry pick because it's not fun no more.
Yeah,
and I just feel like it should be a little more.
What do you mean as far as like the drafting thing?
Yeah, it should be a little more.
Dads, like,
I know they changed it now. It was literally niggas' dads.
Yeah,
like,
that's the thing. So, like,
niggas' dads were the coaches and they knew the kids.
Just like Mike's dad players. Picking me every year.
Yeah. Well, if you got the dad, two good players to be a head coach, assistant coach, they automatically got their kids on their team. So that's how you cheated the system.
Nah, but the one year when Gary and Wynami were on the same team, I was like, I'm good.
Bro, and Matt DeRosa, fucking Matt DeRosa was the point guard.
Yeah.
Do you know? I don't think you know. Matt didn't play no high school. No, he played soccer.
Yeah, he played
soccer. But boy, I tell you, that motherfucker could ball.
Play Roach? Like randomly could fucking.
No, I was on the Nets.
No reason. I was on the 17 that year.
Wait. What year did you lose the championship and you blew your gasket on the court?
Oh, you had a meltdown on the court.
Blaze was your team.
You had a meltdown on the court.
Yeah.
Wayne's
dad was your coach.
Wayne. Oh shit. Wayne's father was my coach. I almost fought Blaze at practice one day.
Yeah.
Why?
So let me tell you what happened. Look,
you were
but I wasn't on our team. I was
okay.
Because Bryce, wait.
Oh, your practice was about to start.
No.
You had the 8:30 practice. No. They were just finishing up.
No. Bryce was on his team.
Oh,
and
you
that
were
was
hanging
a championship
okay.
game. So let him definitely go. Right.
Uh-huh.
What happened was, a few days before that game, one of the worst players' moms complained that her son wasn't playing enough.
Oh.
So Wayne's dad
mm-hmm.
was like, well, everybody gonna get the same amount of playing time. And then like Blaze and Keenan were just like, bro, it's a championship. Like,
yeah.
And I think you only lost by a few points.
I don't remember. But I remember yelling at Wayne, Wayne, stop shooting.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah. like you know how Keenan be yelling at his players now?
Mm-hmm.
He was doing that.
He was doing that shit as a preteen.
Yeah, as a preteen, yeah. But it was just like that. And I remember, like, mm-hmm. I remember that. Yeah.
Damn, yo. Oh, that's funny.
I don't forget anything.
Yeah, I had Brandon Smith.
I had Brandon Smith's dad 1 year, but the Mr. majority Jason. Of my rec years, I was with Mike and his pops. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're just never good at that.
Wait, what kind of what?
See, yeah, you're laughing. Think about
like,
it.
What kind of what,
looking like Dickie Dak? Yeah, here.
This is gonna turn into an interview. What kind of defense did your dad have you guys running?
The nigga had us running a lot of fucking sprints. I know that. I don't know what it is, but Mr. Wimble loves suicide.
Niggas running suicide.
Like, we ain't gonna we ain't gonna shoot him. But
yeah, call your dad right now.
Nigga, yo.
Do we have the phone thing?
That is fucking funny.
We didn't test this yet. We don't even know if it works.
Well, I'm gonna call. I'm gonna just put
you
wouldn't
be able to hear his dad.
Oh, there it is.
You'd be able to hear it through the mixer, but you wouldn't be able to hear it.
That shit was funny.
That makes sense.
Oh, we have Alexa. And then my last year. Oh, well, fuck it.
I hope he's still up.
But nigga, what you want?
Yo, dad. Father.
You.
Yo, can you turn do me a quick favor? Can you turn on the TV a little bit?
Why?
I got you live on my podcast. I wanted to ask you a question real quick.
Oh, you think this the right time?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Who the?
Yo, see? Yo, cut it out. You're playing. Hey, yo, what's up?
His talk baby to mama.
Hi.
Yo, what's up?
Okay. I just remember. Do you remember?
Yo, I'm live.
Yeah, you are.
Yo, I'm about to. Yeah, what's up? Talk to me. This what you call for?
No, do you remember?
Like, this what you call for?
Do you remember when you were the coach of the team? The rec league team?
Yeah.
So, do you remember, like, so you remember me and Corey and Keenan were on the team with me, right?
Yeah.
Well, how was the team? How were we?
Yo, is this what we want to talk about?
God. Huh?
Hey, Keenan, is Keenan there?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yo, Keenan saved us. Yo, Keenan saved us.
He was the best.
If it wasn't for Keenan,
yeah.
We would have been bad.
Keenan was finger rolling back.
Now, Dad, do you remember the kid, the kid who was real bad, and his dad was like a fake assistant coach? Do you remember him?
No.
You remember Joe?
Joe?
And his dad was name was Joe, and he always hang around trying to be like your assistant.
The white guy?
No, he's black. And he was like, yo, stop shooting, Joe.
Joe. Yes.
He just unlocked the memory, huh?
Yo, remember how?
Yeah. I do remember him. Yes.
Oh, my
he
God.
He was terrible, wasn't he?
Oh, I'm not going to say kids are terrible, but yeah. Nah, he was a good kid.
So, what kind of defense was y'all? Was it like y'all was running a lot of 2-3?
We were trying to run the 2-3.
Okay. All right.
That shit ended up like the 4-1.
Because we were 1-4.
But do you remember there was one team that was always really stacked and they were cheating all the time? Like, they had all the good players?
The Lakers. The Lakers were stacked all the time.
Yo, this is crazy. It's
the Sterling team.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he stacked the team. And
so all
knew it going into picking the kids. Yes.
Oh my God. So all the dads would get in a
we all knew it. I was the only one that I think played like I didn't care about winning. I only wanted the kids to have fun.
So that's why you had Mike, Corey, and Keenan all on one team because you didn't care.
Nah, actually I wanted to win.
Uh-huh.
We didn't really, once they had a kid that was 17 years old playing with 10-year-olds or 12-year-olds.
Yeah, guess who? His little brother's right across.
Oh, he's talking to me. Oh, he's talking about your brother. Yes.
He's talking about his big brother, fucking Quincy.
He's talking about Quincy.
It was nothing wrong with Quincy, yo, but I like this game.
Yeah, he was nice. A grown man.
He was driving to the game. Nah, actually, Keenan, we played well against them. I was actually happy when we played against the Lakers.
Oh, my God, bro. This is so funny.
Yo, you bringing back memories, though.
Bro, he said, I was proud. He left out of the gym like, no, we only lost by 10, but it was a good 10.
Nah, we was talking, and we started talking about it. So I said, let's call my dad real fast. I'm going to let you go.
Don't call me at night like this.
I'm sorry. I won't do that again.
I felt him staring at you through the phone. Yeah. Like, I felt
my dad was like, "You know what I do at night? What you doing?"
He said, "Yeah, I'm live."
yo, dad, I'm about to put this on the air. You need to relax. Goodbye, father.
Yo, have a great night, yo.
All right. Oh my God,
he's a wild.
That nigga was staring at you through the phone. He said, "Should I?" But you talking about this right now? You hear that voice in the background?
I'm like, yo.
Who the fuck was that?
His baby mom.
He said, you really going to ask me this right now? He was making sure you didn't ask no wild shit. That's what it was. Right now, as I'm on speakerphone. You going to ask
wild
me
shit for me.
You going to ask me questions right now?
So, guys, if you ever wonder why I am the way that I am.
That is exactly.
That's where I came from.
Oh, my God. Nah, but like, yeah.
Oh, man.
Events like that is why, like, shit. I just, the love of the game is just like.
And for me,
it was so terrible, bro.
Yeah, for me, I had
demoralizing.
The best thing about the season was just going to the pizza parties after the season.
Yep.
Yeah, then I go to
Monaco on the team.
Yeah, it's junky ass.
Oh, I was about to say, fuck it.
All right, here we go. 26:30. Yes.
Nigga, leave that. Anyway. yeah, he was on your team.
Yeah, it's coming back to me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We had some young boy named Ryan.
Ryan,
he had like a bowl cut. He was like a year under.
It's probably his brother.
No, that was his little brother.
Yeah, yes.
It's probably his brother.
Yeah, because they're not going to separate.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was actually good, though.
Damn, they're putting up the whole roster together right now. That's the roster.
Yeah, that's
there's a team bad. Picture out there somewhere. I have.
It's somewhere. It's absolutely
if you can
somewhere.
Find.
Bro, it's. If you can. Oh, can you please? I would love for this.
I have to see that.
If this. If you can find it, I swear to God, if you can find it by tomorrow around
that will 100% be the cover.
I will make it the cover. I swear to God.
I'm making my screensaver, nigga. Yeah, what?
Facts.
What?
Nigga, it was...
You can see my miserable ass face.
You'll see Corey with the high black shirt socks and
a
white ankle.
I had,
wait, you know,
oh,
I had,
was,
you know I had jorts on in the team picture?
Exactly, you did?
I've seen that picture. No, that picture is floated out there. It was on Twitter. And on IG. I had Jordan. Like a fucking Mexican from Dallas. You know what it was? You know what it was? Because I had to go to prime time after school.
Oh,
and then
okay.
From school, I went straight to take pictures.
Yeah.
Why the fuck was I wearing jorts in the winter? God damn.
Jorts in the wintertime.
I don't get cold, Mom.
Yeah, it's maybe all right.
Yeah, I was one of them kids.
Get cold. I just need a coat because only my upper body gets cold.
Holy shit, bro. Oh.
Yeah.
Probably at gym class.
Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, man. That was great.
Memories, man.
That was a nice stroll down memory lane.
Was a nice stroll.
I forgot all about that shit.
Yo, bro. That shit. I remember, like.
He said, yeah, the one nigga was driving to the game.
Yo, he was old as shit. And I'm like, how is this old motherfucker? I think he was slipping the weight limit because he was so fucking skinny.
That nigga's about 100.
I don't know how he was finessing.
He was literally 100.
He was like, he was dead ass 15, 16. And he's fucking reckless. I'm like, how the fuck is he allowed to do this?
Because he was an 8.
Yeah, he was. He was still in middle school,
but he was technically a fucking sophomore.
I wound up coaching in that league after we graduated.
Really?
Yeah, I coached that league
for
a few years.
He did.
Wow. I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you coached girls, though, right?
I coached girls and
the
boys.
Oh wow,
man.
Yeah, I remember the travel team.
When I was on the travel team, we went undefeated, nigga. We didn't lose a single game, and we won a championship. Nigga was nice.
Your dad
when I was traveling.
Except for when y'all scrimmaged the sixth grade team. We used to bust y'all last
night. Didn't matter. That didn't count. It felt good, didn't it? Yeah. How'd it feel to be some champions? Y'all won the championship, though, right? I know you had CJ Marcus. Y'all had a good team.
They had Bryce, too.
We had Bryce.
Y'all had Wack. Yeah, Wack was on that team.
Seventh grade year, Bryce. Wack was on that team with the rep team with Marcus. and fucking Brandon Smith.
Yep.
Fucking cheating ass bastards.
Yep. Wach was way taller than everybody at a very young age.
He's still taller than
everybody. He's still.
Because remember when we went to...
On our travel team, though.
You remember when we went when y'all went to Vegas and I stayed a few days later because I wanted to play in the game?
Mm-hmm.
I asked him to play in our Playmore League.
Wow.
And you know the two tall black ball niggas?
Mm-hmm.
I think he held them to each. I think he held them like 6 points.
Yeah.
Some things never change.
Well.
Oh, man.
That was.
Trotman was a year great, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's the reason they won a championship.
Bro. We thought this nigga was destined for greatness.
That nigga never got better.
Never.
Yeah,
that team was fake.
He was Ben Simmons before we even knew what Ben Simmons was. Bro.
The hops was crazy. Yeah.
He was dunking in eighth grade.
Hops was OD.
He was dunking in eighth grade
with ease.
Like yes,
easy.
Like I literally thought I was like, he's gonna end up at Michigan State in a few years.
Yeah, like y'all eighth grade team, our sixth grade team was.
We had really Terrence. Niggas had Terrence Wilson.
Terrence, woo.
That's why. No,
he got a lot better when he got older, though.
But he was still nice.
Nah, but he still had like he was still crafty.
Yeah, bro. We have Remy on our team, but Remy was only in seventh grade. So, Remy never played. We had a coach. His name was Coach Jeff and Coach Tory. Coach Jeff, he loved Remy, but since he was so young, he never played this nigga. I'm not even lying. It was child abuse, bro. We used to get to practice, and all he did was make Remy run. I swear, we can call him right now. We would get to practice. He'd be like, all right, y'all, we about to do this. Remy, run.
We would be practicing,
and Remy would be running.
And that's crazy because Remy and... Like,
he turned out to be probably the best one out of everybody.
Later on,
when I was in seventh grade, Remy's eighth, he was like the main guy.
Yes.
Remy was a
no.
Nice
they knew. Yeah. They knew that nigga was going to be a problem. They said we got a left-handed point guard.
Remy be running, and Coach Jeff be playing in the scrimmage.
Yep.
With the team.
Literally, bro. Yes, Jeff, our coach would play, and Remy would run. Like you know, you have another player, right?
You don't have to play. You just want to do that.
I'm telling you, Remy's lungs for the next season though. Prepared.
Oh, he was
prepared. This nigga was in OTAs a season before, mid season.
Oh, what's going, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
Not that serious podcast.
Yeah, man.
That was a nice show down the.
It was.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I didn't realize how active I used to be. But yeah, man, what's going on, everybody? It's the Not That Serious Podcast. We are back in the building for another Juan. You already know what the fucking deal is. You already know I'm in the building, Big Mike, one of your hosts with the Moses.
It's LZ, your boy Corey.
Boy cute.
We got young Polynesian sauce in the building.
Get nasty sauce out of here.
Amazing. You're bugged out. And we got Slumlord Landlord Keenan in the building.
Barbecue trash?
Okay, whatever. I don't understand. Anyway, so, guys, how was everybody's week? Corey, you didn't even say nothing.
As far as what?
Did you introduce yourself?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Okay, I didn't hear you.
I don't know. How was my week so far? It's been pretty chill.
We're not going to talk about sports right now, but how did y'all enjoy the Super Bowl?
I was disappointed. The halftime show was dope.
Can we talk about that?
People didn't like it.
Did y'all like it? You didn't like it?
I didn't like it so much that I literally turned the volume to zero.
What?
Wow.
Why?
Wow.
It wasn't entertaining to me.
I thought it was super entertaining.
I thought it was great.
I will say this. He's not the greatest performer.
No.
But I enjoyed the show.
That's crazy. And I don't even like most of the new stuff he's been putting out.
No.
But I still thought, like, you didn't like it, Keenan?
I didn't watch it.
Did you think his song selection?
You didn't watch
Super
Bowl or just that?
I mean, like, I think he picked his most popular songs, like, what anyone in that position is going to do, which is fine. It's not the songs, but I don't know. It just wasn't.
This was, like, one of the more halftime performances that I actually, like, paid attention to the whole thing.
I couldn't stop looking
at it. Yeah, I was intrigued the whole time.
That shit was fire.
Like, I think it did its job. I was entertained for 12 minutes. Like,
exactly.
I thought that was good.
Nah, I wasn't feeling it.
But it's crazy, though, because I saw a lot of people say that.
Yeah, like, the people I was with were like, yeah, that's kind of mid.
I mean,
that's wild. Because we were getting disrespectful, honestly.
Comparing the past Super Bowl performances, like...
All right, you can't say the Beyonce one. You can't compare that.
I can't even remember. I don't remember.
Like, come on, bro.
Shakira and J-Lo.
That was mid. That shit was ass, bro.
You think The Weeknd was better than theirs?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Not even close.
I don't even remember what theirs looked like.
People just wanted to see
Oh, wait, no. That wasn't when Shakira did the... Yeah, that shit was mid. That's what you remember.
Yeah.
We're moving on.
You're more entertained by that. Like, for instance, like, the Bruno Mars.
But I know.
Like,
I
put Bruno Mars snap.
Exactly. So, like, I'm comparing him to his peers that did the same thing. And it was mid.
Nah.
It's not in a conversation of Bruno Mars.
No.
Nah.
Okay.
But that's one of the best ones.
It's not a conversation of Beyonce.
That's also one of the best
ones. That's the best male and female performance.
Who would you compare it to?
Katy Perry one.
The Katy Perry one.
Oh, Katy Perry. Oh, when the shark came out? That shit was fire.
He blows that out the water.
Who? The Weeknd?
He blows Shakira and J-Lo out the water.
I don't know if he blows.
I don't know if he blows Katy Perry's out the water. Katy Perry's was good.
Let's look up.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but it wasn't better than this year's.
No. Yeah.
I don't think that would be a problem.
It was more memorable though because of that fucking shark.
Literally, nah, I think the red jackets is very memorable.
Yeah, they did come out dressed that shit. Bro, he had like 400 dancers on the field.
Yeah.
Where the fuck were the drones at? Justin Timberlake. Oh, with Janet.
No, they did let him come back and do it.
Better than last year, Maroon 5.
Okay.
Oh,
come on.
And I like Maroon 5, but
I would say they were mid as well.
That second Justin Timberlake, where he was doing the country shit, that shit was whack.
Oh, that shit was horrid.
That shit was whack. Lady Gaga. Coldplay, come on.
Lady Gaga fucking parachute into the arena.
That's a different realm, that's honestly. Different. Like, that's a different level.
Okay, so we've named four performers.
But, bro, that's a different level
in the past 15 years.
If anything, Lady Gaga might have had the best overall just because of everything that happened.
I ain't gonna argue.
That was a different realm of performance.
That's at least four that we said are on a different level than The Weeknd, which means you can't say The Weeknd had a great
show. Madonna. Come on, man.
I mean, I'm not.
She's overrated. I don't know.
2012.
I'm glad I don't remember it.
That was a rough year.
It was.
It's a bunch of rough years.
Niggas thought the world was
gonna end. Bruce Springsteen?
In
2009?
Why did that happen?
Come on, man.
You're from Jersey, Mike. You're supposed to appreciate that.
I don't give a
fuck
about that nigga.
He's from the very tip of Jersey, bro. Yeah, I ain't never been to where he's from. He's from way up there.
No, but I'm
nigga from Mahwah.
I know his manager.
I would put...
Why?
Like,
it's my coworker.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead ass.
Niggas really washed out here.
Maroon 5 shit is worse than mid. I don't know what their next tier is, but I'd put them below The Weeknd for sure.
Yeah, but the people you complained that was better, than like those are like elite.
But that's you have to compare him to the standard, unfortunately.
I'm saying if you're not elite, I'm not going to call you mid.
Then what are you?
Good. It was good. It was solid.
But it wasn't, because it was nowhere near the par of what the fuck that's supposed to be.
Nigga, we watched Shakira and J-Lo shake ass for 10 minutes. And then we watched Coldplay just do...
I'm putting Coldplay with ass.
Yeah.
It's ass.
Yeah.
So then,
bro, in 1998...
And I'm saying The Weeknd was way better than that.
That's me.
In 1998... There were some crazy performances. In 1998, they had Boyz II Men, Smokey Robinson, The Temptations, Queen Latifah, and Grambling State's marching band.
Yeah, you can't tell me The Weeknd was anywhere near that shit. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. That shit's kind of nuts.
Yeah, that's back when they paid him like $3, though.
Yeah.
Let it snow.
Nah, don't they have to pay to perform?
Yeah, I don't really know what the whole thing is.
Yeah, because it's free promotion.
But yeah, people were getting disrespectful of The Weeknd, though. That's why I didn't like that. And I'm like, hold on.
Still The Weeknd.
Y'all need to relax. That's still the fucking Weeknd right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his singles is always slap.
Wow, Justin Timberlake was just 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
That's not the titty one. That's a different one.
Yeah, I know.
They
yeah.
let him come back and not her.
I ain't watch that shit.
Answer for your mans.
What?
You defending Justin Timberlake. Oh, he didn't do anything wrong. I'm talking about he didn't defend fucking.
Said it was her fault.
Said it was Janet Jackson's fault. Left her hanging in the wind, but that nigga get the comeback. Fuck
Left
him.
Left that titty just hanging in the wind.
Yeah,
cold.
Fuck Justin Timberlake. We got to see Janet Jackson's.
It had a pasty on it. It wasn't even the same.
No, she had like the. No, that
she had a pasty. It was a pasty.
The nipple ring was fire.
Yeah, the nipple ring was fire.
No, she had a pasty.
No, we saw that titty.
You saw a full titty.
No, I remember watching that.
Like, I remember the ring around it. It was a sun.
It was a sun. Yeah. I guess.
That's crazy.
That's not how I wanted it to happen.
Yeah, that's not how.
Like,
not at all. That's not how I envisioned it.
Not on Black History Month.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I.
Monster's Ball, or whatever the fuck that is. No, that's Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Fucking, yeah, she's butt ass naked. White man to get the Oscar. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Fucking Billy Bob Thornton. Billy Bob Thornton? Really, nigga? Really?
He's fucking overrated.
Yeah.
He's overrated.
He's like, yo.
He's overrated. Bro, he literally he's the same person.
We're talking about actors. I know what we're going to lead me down the path to Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. Billy Bob Thornton.
You got a lot of flack for that, too.
I did. And I was like, I was very shocked. I'm disgusted at all thing? The people that were saying that he's Michael B. Jordan actor. Is good. And you named the same three movies. They said Black Panther, Creed, and Fruitvale Station. And I gave you legit reasons for all reasons why those movies are not made good because of him. It's good because of the movie is
everything else.
This is Michael B. Jordan in a nutshell. He's not a good actor. It's the movies around him are good. He's just always in good movies.
So he's like Draymond.
But he doesn't. No,
he's like.
No, because Draymond's good.
LeSean McCoy.
Michael B. Jordan is not bad.
No, he is bad to me.
LeSean McCoy just won a Super Bowl ring this year. That's Michael B. Jordan.
All right, okay.
He was on the team.
Yeah.
But they didn't win because of him.
And if you took him out, they'd be fine.
Yeah. Literally.
I disagree there.
How?
What? I can because name he does you have five niggas you can replace him with in any of his movies, and the movie would be fine.
All right, if you were
black actors, actors in general.
If you were, who would you replace him in Creed?
In Creed, who's the nigga that was in I'll replace him with John David Washington.
Oh, John David Washington would easily
eat that shit.
Actually,
up.
The movie might have been 10 times better.
He would eat that shit up.
And I think he's the most underrated actor out right
and whoever the nigga, yeah. The nigga that was in the nigga that was in Antoine Fisher.
Oh, he well it would
Derek Luke. Yes.
Yeah, he could he could do that.
It doesn't do. I don't feel like it does. It does well.
It only
box
brings
office.
It in because he's pretty.
That's okay. That's
but
a
I think I'm not there to see if the nigga's pretty. I want to see the nigga act in the role.
Okay,
John David Washington would kill that shit.
Who's your favorite actress?
Actress?
Yeah,
Meryl Streep.
I was not expecting you to say that.
Modern black actress.
He named a banger.
He did.
Viola Davis.
Viola Davis.
And she's not fine by no stretch of the imagination.
Okay, but she's
Viola Davis.
Okay.
You said she's not fine?
Not like compared to the other girls fine. Okay, like, come
give
on
me somebody
now.
Like Michael
she's a,
B.
She's a nice woman.
Give me somebody Michael B. Jordan's age range.
You don't think like Viola Davis is fine?
You know, under 45-ish.
A comparable actress to Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah.
That's awful?
No. Like somebody that's under 45 that you consider
good. Let's say Zendaya.
No, he's way older than her. She's younger than us.
Yeah.
I'm thinking in the range of like
I was gonna say
the Megan Good.
Yeah, Kerry Washington.
Yeah, that range.
Okay.
Do you think Megan Good's a good actor?
No. She's just pretty.
So why the fuck do you but you like Megan Good?
Yeah.
Why?
Same reason.
She's fine.
Same reason.
But I don't confuse her to be a good actress.
But and
Megan Good has never gotten a role. Nobody. But I don't think, she didn't deserve that. She wasn't in no Marvel Universe. Michael B. Jordan does not deserve to be in the Marvel Universe. He doesn't.
Megan Good was in Waist Deep with Tyrese.
Yeah, he's fucking Tyrese. She's where she belongs. She's in the ghetto.
Whoa.
She's in the ghetto.
Are you downplaying Tyrese's acting ability right now?
No, but what do I think he...
But Tyrese ain't a Marvel actor, is he?
Tyrese is where he belongs.
He need to keep doing them fucking Fast and Furious.
He had a big role in Transformers.
Tyrese is right where he should be.
Tyrese is where he should be.
Wait, you said that was a big role?
It was like the back two, yeah.
Tyrese really isn't that good of an actor. He plays himself in every movie.
Yeah, I mean...
Every single...
He plays his
from Baby Boy to Fast and Furious.
He knows his lane.
The same nigga. Yeah,
I respect that.
He plays
though.
His roles very well.
Yeah, the nigga's from Watts in every movie.
Yeah.
Like he's never stopped making Baby Boy.
He's good at the roles that he does.
It's Baby Boy. Baby Boy who gets his kids stolen. Baby Boy who's racing. Baby Boy with fighting robots. Baby Boy.
Baby Boy with three other brothers.
Yeah.
Baby
Boys from Detroit.
That's the name of the episode. Baby Boy with three other brothers. That's it right there.
Yeah, like
Detroit Red Wings Baby Boy. Nigga, it's all the same.
Then the nigga never stopped.
Yo, That's all he's been ever in.
Oh, this nigga Mike is stupid.
Baby boy with robots.
Yeah. Baby boy with baby robots. Boy.
Oh my God, they fighting robots, cuz. Oh shit, you driving fast, cuz.
Oh shit, one of my brothers is white, cuz.
Oh shit, we in Detroit, cuz.
All three of his brothers is white.
Oh shit, they took my baby, cuz.
Yeah, man, like, what the fuck?
Fucking ass.
Yeah, he's not a good actor.
So the same reason you would take some of these 35, 40-year-old black actresses that we all love because of their looks. The same reason Michael B. Jordan is.
But some of them are good, decent actresses. And they don't get roles they don't deserve.
Who's the woman version?
Like, if I turned around and I saw that.
Yeah. Who's the woman version of Michael B. Jordan?
Oh, that's a hard discussion.
It is.
I got to think of black.
Yeah, I got to look him up.
Sorry, ladies.
I don't know, bro.
I think we already said.
But we don't know that because
Megan Good.
Nah.
No.
Because Megan, she never got the roles that he got.
That's the thing is, it's hard to say because black women, to a much lesser, they don't get a shot because there's more of them.
That's a very good point.
That is true.
There's a wider pool of black women actresses.
Yeah, that's true.
There just are.
Yeah.
Now, remember we tried to do it the other day. If I tried to give you black American actresses, we can't name more than six. Under 35, we can't do it.
For the black community, Hollywood is very small.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very small.
You think Gabrielle Union's a good actress?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Did you see her in Bad Boys 2? She bodied that. She bodied that.
She is a good actress. She's just corny. Like,
she's just corny. A black woman. I'm sorry. No, I'm saying because she doesn't get those roles because she's a black woman.
Elite
roles only go to a... Viola Davis is probably one of the best actresses to ever live, and she's just now, within the past 7 or 8 years...
Because of a TV show.
Getting her fucking flowers.
Because of a TV show.
And she's like an all actors, male, female. She's like top 20.
And she floated. She's 55.
Oh, she does have EGOT. John Legend has EGOT.
Sanaa Lathan.
No, she's all right. She's all right. I think that she's okay. She's okay. You know what? Guess
she
what?
Gets the job
she's
done.
Where she belongs.
Yeah.
Okay, what role? Like
Michael B. Jordan is not where he belongs.
Nah.
He belongs next to Tyler Perry.
Creed or Black Panther? Which one do you think he should have had?
I don't think he should have had either. But if I were to give him one... Shouldn't have Black Panther.
Shouldn't have Black Panther.
No. Him as a villain.
Is there any big name black actor in that movie?
In what?
In Black Panther.
They're all big
name
black actors.
Oh.
Look at Lupita.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Okay. And that movie.
Forrest Whitaker was in the movie.
Angela Bassett. Yeah.
Angela Bassett, nigga.
Yeah, this is dying very fast.
You're 25% is showing.
Yeah.
Those
one quarter showing
very
there, Q.
Small roles in that movie. Angela Bassett and Forrest.
Oh, so you're saying big roles? Lupita. She had a lot of lines.
But didn't that movie make her big? Was she big before that?
She was big before
She was
movie.
Known and it made her bigger.
I didn't know who she was before that. So I think that movie put her on.
Well, you a nigga that like Takers is your top five. So you're you're not a film buff.
Okay, what movie did she play in before that?
I'll have to look it up.
Exactly. So that
I don't know her. I don't know niggas.
That movie put her on. So to say that like he didn't deserve that role, it's not like even Chadwick, before that, he was in 42, but like no one really was like, oh, look at him.
He was in 42. He was James Brown. He was Thurgood Marshall.
Okay, you're an old soul. Did any of y'all niggas see that James Brown movie?
Yes.
Really?
It's long as shit, but it was good, boy. Like, that movie is good as fuck.
I would say the role that put her on was 12 Years a Slave.
She was on 12 Years a Slave.
And that
she
was the one.
And then she was in Star Wars. And then she was in Star Wars again.
Yes. So you think 12, I like 12 Years a Slave. I don't even
remember. She was in Star Wars twice before she did Black Panther.
I don't remember her in 12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave was good.
I only remember the one life can do from 12 Years a Slave. What the fuck is his name? Roll, Jordan, roll.
Who Chiwetel?
Yes, that nigga.
Chewing the Jewie.
Yes, that nigga.
Chewy.
For that movie, there was the big three actors: him, Chadwick, and Lupita, or whatever her name is. Mm. Sorry if I fucked that up.
No, with Peter.
That's I don't think that any of them were that big. I think he was the biggest one out of all of them going into that movie.
Michael B.
Yes, going
but
into that movie. But guess
what? None of them went into movies and fucking stunk. Michael B. Jordan went in Black Panther and fucking stunk.
But as we saw from your question,
and he's only internet, stinking.
That's an unpopular opinion.
No, niggas don't know better. I'm sorry.
I don't.
If
think
you're
I,
looking
I,
at, if you look at his performance in Black Panther, you tell me that's a good job. You don't know what the fuck to look for. Because people, David, yeah. John Boyega, yeah, and a British dude. Because I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, he was in it too, right? Yeah.
No. They could have got him instead of Michael B. Jordan.
He wasn't it.
No.
I'm thinking of that, Daniel,
the nigga from Get Out, Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah, he was in it. I'm sorry.
I liked his role.
So he was good in his role. Yeah.
Yeah, he made me not like him.
Yeah.
I didn't like.
But him. But I'm saying like, he's never been good. I can't think of really movie.
I understand what you're saying, but still,
it's an unpopular because I'm gonna be for real. Niggas don't know understand that like because the movie is good, they think niggas that are acting in it are good because it's very different. Like you can be shit, and the movie around your performance is good.
You think Martin Lawrence is a good actor?
No, but he doesn't act. He's a comedic actor. He knows what he's doing.
He acted in Bad Boys.
He did his thing. Except the last one.
He was in the
I didn't watch.
Nah, but he was different after the stroke though. So like,
I know, but he never tried. Like you never seen him in no. I'm trying to win an Oscar bag type of movie. Michael B. Jordan is out here seriously trying to be an actor for real.
He's trying
to be a good actor. He's sincerely, like, he's not joking around.
Wait, can you say you blame Denzel?
Yeah, because Denzel said that he's going to be the next Denzel.
Wait, Denzel said Michael B. Jordan? He's gonna be the next Denzel. So Denzel Washington, you're telling me, he's the Michael Jordan of acting. He doesn't know fucking talent.
Yeah, yeah.
He's putting together the fucking Hornets.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, he's putting together the fucking Charlotte Hornets.
Yep.
You're fucking ignorant.
Yeah. Denzel Washington is so good.
Like he's believing in R.J. Barrett.
Yeah, he's so good. He's so good at what he does, he doesn't know how to assess talent underneath him.
Nope, yeah.
He has not the slightest clue.
He thinks the talent is, if he looks something like something I would have did, he's going to make it.
Yeah. Fuck out of here.
And now his son has been in a movie and a half and has blown Michael B. Jordan out the water. Out the fucking sky.
He had one of the most anticipated movies during quarantine.
You're comparing him to the like cream of the crop. Though.
That motherfucker was a running back, Q.
Literally.
John Washington.
Hey, but
he was literally in the NFL.
The sperm of the cream of the crop. Like
so
he's,
what?
But that nigga assessed Michael B. Jordan as such.
Hey. Like his bloodline is like
more that out. Nigga bloodline. Played football. Yeah. Stopped playing football.
Was in a football show.
Didn't go to acting school.
Yeah.
That nigga was playing running
probably,
the back.
That nigga probably went to some type of performance art school.
John David Wiley.
Yeah, it's a Morehouse man.
Yeah, he played football. And then he was in the TV show.
But again, just how you said, I'm comparing The Weeknd's halftime show to the best ever. You're comparing Michael B. Jordan to what's going
to
be the best.
I'm not comparing him to the best. I'm comparing him to a nigga that started acting 3 years ago.
But he is very quickly going to be one of the best of our generation by far.
I'm you just can saying, see that. I don't care about that. That doesn't matter what your trajectory is. I'm talking about where you at now. You are at this place. You have been acting for over 20 years now.
The nigga was in Hardball.
20 years now. You have been professionally acting in feature films and syndicated great TV shows since you were like 12, 13. You are now in your 30s now, and you are still a shitty actor. You've just been in good movies.
Has he won
and
any?
Nigga,
he hasn't won any awards.
Hell
right?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing that nigga wins is,
hell no.
Is Image Awards.
I mean,
and Lori won BET Awards.
Yeah.
For what black actors do win, honestly. Exactly.
What black actor does win?
Yeah.
I know. We might not win, but guess what? Michael B. Jordan's not even getting fucking nominated.
Yeah, he ain't getting nominated for shit.
They're not looking at him.
He ain't getting nominated for.
He's terrible.
Try to find that picture.
Oh my god! Yo,
if you can find that, bro. Man, what do we have? Wait, what were we going to talk about today? We had some topics.
You had the bamboozled by Jobs.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Wait, still go ahead and ask that question?
So I was at work today thinking, like, have you ever been in a situation where you've, like, obviously, especially when you graduate from college, you're low on money, you're desperate, and you're in the job hunt. Has there ever been a situation where you have applied to a job that you don't really know everything about, and when you get the job or when you get to the interview, it's just not what you thought it was?
Yeah. I don't know if... I'll go first. I don't know if I told this story before. So this had to be like, this is probably like 3 or 4 years ago. I had applied for, it was a solar company, but I didn't really know what it was because I was looking for management jobs. So this job came up. I was like, oh, management starts at, they said it started at like $20 an hour or something like that. Whatever it said, I'm like, all right, man, I'm going to try this out. So I get the interview, and then I'm going to the interview, and I realize that it's in, like the industrial, like, the business parks. Like, you know where, like, the little buildings, like, that now are, like, one office. Flag. Yeah, it was office buildings. I'm like, I don't know about this. So I go up, I park, and then I see the little building. I'm like, all right, whatever. I walk in, and there's a girl, at the front desk. And she's like, yeah, talking to me, whatever, blah, 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 blah. She's like, yeah, I've been with the company for however long, she said. She was cool as shit. I was like, all right, bet. So then I have this first interview with this dude. So we're talking, and he's like, oh, yeah, what kind of experience do you have? And at this point, I still really don't know what the job
is. You don't know what you're applying for.
Yeah,
you're
I don't know.
Sorry, you don't know what you're interviewing.
I don't know what I'm interviewing for. So, like, he has told me, he's supposed to be, he's a manager or whatever he is. And I shit you not, like, he's trying to explain to me how he became a manager. This motherfucker literally makes a diagram of a pyramid scheme on the back of on a blank
and
piece
they
of
act
paper.
Like they're not drawing that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at it like
that looks awfully familiar.
It's a fucking pyramid. So mind you, this is like after wake up now, so I know what a pyramid scheme is. So I'm just like, all right, that's a little fishy. But I remember at the end of the interview, I'm like, all right, so I know, like, when I applied, it was supposed to be, like, for, like, a management position. Is that where I start at, or?
Do I work myself?
He's like, yeah, no. So you don't start at management. You have to, like, work your way up to management. Like, if you get a certain amount of people underneath you and blah, 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 blah. And that's when he drew the fucking pyramid. I was like, noted. Okay.
Yeah.
So interview's over. I'm like, man, this shit mad sketchy. So they're like, yeah, we'll let you know. We'll call you back if you have another interview. Something like that. So I'm, like, sitting in my car. I had just got done. So, like, I had gotten to my car, and then these motherfuckers called me, right? Yo, and like,
it's like my story.
Wait, they called me. I'm in the car. I didn't even leave. They called me, right? So I'm like, they're like, yeah, we, you know, we have our GM or whatever the fuck he is. He's like, yeah, he's here. I'm like, all right. So I'll go back in here. I go back in the building, and he has this office, right? No lie, it looks like this basement is a big room with basically nothing in it, and it had like a small trophy on his desk. I'm like, what the fuck is this, right?
You so just moved there today?
Yeah, that bro, literally, it looked like he just set that shit up. Like, they were like, all right, yeah, just have him go to his car, we'll set up the office. Like,
no, that's
what it looked like. So I go in there, and he's like, some random ass nigga. He's like, yeah, I'm the owner of this company, and you know, we're doing all this, that, and the third. Like, they're not really telling me about the job itself. They're just really telling me about their own personal accolades without details. Yes. A bunch of fucking phrases, right? I'm like, this is crazy. Like, do none of these people really, like, feel like this shit is mad weird? Like, I still never truly understood or found out what the fuck the job was.
You know how you tripped them up? And I know you tripped them up every time. You ask them what the pay period is like.
Yeah, I should have.
They'd be like, oh, well... You know, after you get a certain amount of recommendations,
man, yep.
You know, and then if those recommendations, you know, they turn into calls or actual visits, that's when you get assessed a commission off of that, and then you know you get it the following week. So I'm like, so what do I? Is there an hourly wage? No, it's like 100% commission because you know we need people that's going to get out there and get that money for themselves. I'm like,
exactly.
Ah.
And that you know what,
slavery.
Now that I think about it, that's what happened. That's how the interview like had ended because I definitely asked him like how much I was gonna be getting paid. He's like, yeah, so you know, it just starts out this, that, and the third, and once you work your way up, you'll be getting this amount of money, you gotta do this first, da da da. I'm like, bro, honestly, I'm looking for money like right now, so I need like a job where
that's why
like,
I applied.
I can, yeah, I can like clock in and start doing the work.
Yeah,
like not do the work and then maybe get paid.
When they hit you with
I'm not a real estate agent.
This is the this is the guaranteed hitter every time when they tell you to wear comfortable shoes.
Yep. I was, so I remember I had technically got the job and the dude was like, "Yeah, let me know if you want to do it." I got in my car. I was like, "I ain't doing this shit."
Nigga,
like a week. I think I looked them up like a week later. That shit was gone.
Yeah,
them niggas.
Like the whole office space is gone.
Gone.
Niggas bamboozled me, bro.
What happened with you,
nigga? It was one of my first jobs out of college. One of my first assignments. One of my first things out of college. Like I applied to them, and they were like, "Yeah, such and such solutions. I think it's called Imminent Solutions." And they were like, "Yeah, you know." The first strike is I went out there, and I had a suit and tie on and all that. There was people in there in khakis and polos. I'm like, okay.
One red flag.
Red flag number one. Okay. So it's a small little side, like, office building, similar to what Elsie was saying. And they pulled me in, and I have an interview with this dude. And we're like, talking nothing about work stuff. We're just talking regular, get to know. He's like, "Yeah, you know, you're an Eagles fan, but I'm a Giants fan." And, you know, that bullshit. And so he goes out, sits me outside, and he goes. Then I come in with another interview with a lady. We talk about more work stuff, basic questions. And then she's like, "Okay, we're going to, so this is the first interview. And then we're going to have a second interview later. And then that's when we'll determine whether or not you'll be good for the job." And I was like, "All right, bet." And I was like, "So when should I come back for the next interview? Like, is it in a week or is it a couple of days? What's going on?" She was like, "Oh, well, it's going to be in an hour and a half." And I was like, "What?" So, yeah, so like in an hour and a half, we'll be back. So what you can do is you can like, you know, there's a, what's that breakfast place right off? In Mount Laurel, where they had the Bob something.
Yeah, it's Bob Evans.
Bob Evans.
Man.
So like, yeah, there's a Bob Evans. You can go up there, have breakfast, you know, hang out, and by the time you're done, we'll be ready for the second interview. And me still not processing.
Exactly.
Because I was, like, what really pulled me in this job was, like, it was a marketing job. Well, it's the job said marketing.
Yeah.
And I'm a marketing major. I was like, "Wow, I'm going to get in the industry. Right with my fresh ass degree. I'm living it." So I went to Bob Evans, ordered 3 biscuits, eggs, and bacon, ate, hung out, and I came back, did the second interview. Then they gave me they linked me up like, "Oh yeah, this is such and such. This is Ron or whatever." This nigga takes me in his car.
What?
He's like, "Yeah, this is a manager here. He's a manager, one of us. You know, he's gonna conduct your final interview, and then we'll see what's going on from there." So he goes, "Hey, how you doing?" So I'm thinking we're about to go to an office. He takes me outside to his car. Now I'm sitting here like, "Wow, this is about the most longest kidnap rape I've ever seen in my life." Because he's really, they did do trying all to, this rigmarole.
Trying to butter you up.
To butter me up and take my cheeks.
Yeah.
But he goes into the fucking car. He goes, "All right, we're about to go somewhere." I'm like, "Where are we going?" He's like, "Oh, it's a quiet location where we can talk." You know, this motherfucker takes me.
Where?
He takes me to a fucking Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, my God.
A Dunkin' Donuts. Mm. And I guess he has interviews all the time. And the guy's like, "Hey, how they all around?" He's like, "Hey, yo."
back with another dummy.
You dumb know that's illegal, right?
What?
Conduct interviews. If he gets into a car accident with you in the car, he's still technically at work. So you could sue.
I wish I would have crashed something.
Sure.
But keep going. Sorry.
But yeah. He's just like, "Yeah, you know, we're looking for this and that. So you're going to be here." And then there's another thing you catch these guys. When they promise you fast elevation, he's like, "Yeah, man, I've only been here like 8 months and I'm already like a district manager." I'm like, "Wow." Sounds like it's very low requirements where you go.
You know, I have another story.
And then, so then
are you still going?
I'm almost done.
Okay, all right, go.
So I just said, "I'm done with the interview," boom, left. And I was like, "All right, we're going to let you know when they left, they was like, we'll call you when we're ready for, we'll let you know when we decide. And I'm like, all right, bet. That was around 12.
Yeah.
4:30, they call me. And I'm like, hello? Yeah, we want to say you got the job. I'm like, okay. Nope. That's when I knew. Like, all right, that's it for me.
Yeah, nah, that
bro.
Ain't working. Nigga, that turnaround time.
They're like, yeah, we're gonna send you the paperwork. Make sure next time you come in, we're going to come in on Monday, right? Make sure you wear comfortable shoes. I'm like, you know what? You can have a comfortable fuck you. I will not do it.
Yeah, comfortable fuck off. I just remembered this. So this was probably like, probably around the same. Actually, no, this might have been like 3 years ago now. Maybe like two and a half, 3 years ago, right? So I'm working at the trampoline park. I was a manager. And I had saw one of my old teachers come into the trampoline park. And
God.
He was one of the math teachers. His name is Mr. Alade, right? So I see Mr. Alade. I forget where is he from? Ivory Coast?
Yes.
Ivory Coast. So he has like a really heavy, like very African heavy. French accent. So I was like, hi Julian, how much money am I making here? I was like, I don't know. I mean, I do this. I DJ. I mean,
that's accurate.
I'm chilling. He's like, how would you like to make $1,000 more? I'm like, okay, okay. I'm listening.
Am I gonna be hooky?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I would make some real money,
Mr. Lada. Yeah, right. So at the like, he's still a teacher at the school, right? So I'm like, how am I supposed to be making this money? He's like, all right, well, I'll give you the address. Would you have your phone number? I'm like, yeah, here it is. So he texts me this address. And also he tells another dude that I work with. We both went to high school. So he remembered us, you know, when he saw us. So he gives me the address. And me and my boy, we're talking back and forth. Like, yo, are we going to this? He's like, man, I don't know. I really don't trust this shit. But it's Mr. Lotte. Like, he's a teacher. Like, He's a nice guy.
Scam you.
Yeah, how untrustworthy can he really be? This must be legit if he's doing it, because Mr. Alade was really smart, right? Very. So we get there, and again, I forget this shit. I think it was in like Blackwood somewhere, right? So I pull up, and it's like an office building. I'm like, okay. So me and my boy, we get there at the same time. We walk in at the same time. We go into this place, and there's like. Like, it looked like a scene from, like, The Office. Like, imagine, like, all the chairs are, like, set up in, like, this little, like, they were about to do, like, a production or, like, a little show, like a slideshow type thing. So the chairs are lined up facing the front of the room. There's a projector in the middle, and it has, like, the logo. I really want to remember the name of this shit so I could, but I can't remember the name. So they had, like, this little sign-in sheet, so I sign in, and everybody in there is mad nice. Like,
another red flag.
Alarming, like, really weird. Hey, what's your name? Old. And the thing that really fucked me up, that fucked me up the most, me and the boy Germ, that's his name, Jeremy, we were the youngest motherfuckers in there. Yeah. Everybody else was like 40 and up. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, what could they possibly want? Like, what are we really doing right now, right? Yeah. So the room is full. It's bright as shit in there. There's mad people. Mind you, we're just in an office building. The building was dark. This was the only room on. So they like, we sit down. They make us sit in the front, right? And everybody's like sitting behind us. I'm like, I'm texting my boy. Like, we're like in two different spots. I'm like, bro, this shit is weird as fuck. I'm like, yo, I'm going to look this shit up because something just don't seem right. Like, this shit is just really weird. Yeah. So as soon as I look it up, it was like, yo, if you're in one of their seminars right now, run. I screenshotted that shit. I was like, yo, look at this shit, bro. It is all horrible reviews. This shit is a scam. If you're in there right now, run. I don't know how they got you. I don't know who. Fucking run. So me and I'm like, bro, I'm about to leave. I'm about to get up right now, right? So they're about to start. They're like, okay. They're talking. They're like, yeah, we're about to start in like 5 minutes. Mr. Lottie's checking. He's like, is everything okay, Julian? I'm like, oh, nigga, this shit weird, bro. Like, So I'm like, yeah, bro, let's dip. So we got out of that bitch. Nigga, I ran. They're like, oh, you're leaving? I didn't say shit. Just closed the door.
No!
Ran. Yeah, you can't get, nigga, like, out of there, bro. That shit was sketchy as fuck, bro. I still don't even know what they did. No idea.
So organs on the black market.
That's what it seemed like, bro. The fact that we were the youngest people in there, it was like aunties was like, and uncles
fresh
and
meat.
Yeah, and grandmoms and grandpas. I'm like, this is weird. And everybody was dressed up. It was 6:30 in the evening. It was dark outside. Everybody's fucking in suits and ties.
You was about to get inducted into the Illuminati.
Fuck, bro, they were about to fucking murder me. Oh God, that was terrifying though.
Yeah,
I don't even think I did. I tell my mom. I don't even think I told my mom about that shit.
Yeah, she wouldn't have let you go.
I don't even. Yeah, she wouldn't have let me go to that shit. But woo, that was scary. Corey, what was yours?
I think the one time I experienced this, I was living in Philly and I had applied to like solutions, kind of like
always a solution.
It's always a solutions, and it was like, oh, it's a marketing gig, blah blah. So in my mind, I was like, I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna put my go into this. Cause it was like starting salaries like almost 60,000, or 60,000 or competitive, right? So I get to the interview.
You'd be like, I'm pretty competitive,
yeah. And it's just like,
how'd you do that?
It doesn't really say what the job entails. Mm-hmm. It just says,
yo, don't like, the reviews be like, are you tired of sitting at home? Do you want spice in your life? Do you want to have fun? Do you,
man? How do you
do this and that? Well, this job's for you.
How they really get like, you, man, is. That hourly wage be like $40 an hour. I'm like, nigga, submit. Like, I'm in here.
But they don't even write the cover letter. No,
but the first red flag was I applied on like a Tuesday at an interview on a Wednesday. So I was like, yeah, but I'm so desperate for a job that I'm not like thinking, piecing, right?
Fuck it.
So then like when I type in the company's name on Google, like reviews don't really pop up. It doesn't really say what they do. So it's like, you know, just like they do marketing and like they work with, it just says that they work with 500 Fortune companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get to I drive to the place, just maybe like 10, 15 minutes from my then apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in like the same kind of building that like a dentist's office and like a doctor's office. So it looks professional. I'm like, oh,
yeah. Right. Yeah.
So I get in
that's
there.
That's the common theme for
right?
Office building.
They never can afford their own space.
No. I'm like, look, like finally something broke for me, you know, right? I find it, I walk inside, and it's like three other people there that are ready to be interviewed too. Red flag two.
Yeah.
Just like Mike's, I'm the only one in the suit. One dude came in with like a polo and like jeans, and he had hand tats. So I'm like, I'm gonna leave now. This is
what the fuck.
So I wasn't sleeping in my car in college for this. I'll just say that. God.
So you left right then there, or
no? So then, like, I'm still. I don't know what I'm getting into.
Yeah,
but I noticed that the employees that work there,
uh-huh,
they're very like, they put an emphasis on like closing the door very fast.
Uh-huh.
So like, you can't see what's going on in that next room.
Yeah,
and it's just like this setup right here.
Yeah.
And so then, like, the dude with the hand tats is, like, asking questions, too. Because he's like, yo, like, what exactly is this?
Yeah.
And then, like, the lady at the front desk won't answer questions. She's, mm-hmm, like, very vague. She's just like, they're going to tell you about it in your interview. I love it here. I've been working here a year.
This is the same fucking shit.
But look, man, like,
same shit.
So look, this is what she says. She goes, but if they hire you, just to let you know, you have to pay your own taxes. So, for instance, I owe $7,000 this year because they don't take any taxes out of your check. They just pay you. So, like, this shit's starting to, like this,
yeah.
Now, this is red flag three, right? So then, like, I'm, all right, so then, like, where the door is that is closed, that, mm-hmm, like, they don't want people to see is, that's where you interview at.
Yeah.
So then I finally get in there, and it's, like, a whole bunch of makeshift desk that they put together, and they just put like random phones, and the whole time niggas are on the phone,
mm-hmm,
and I'm interviewing in the same room as that. Mad unprofessional.
Wait, as them like actually working?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, like the one nigga has a suit on, but he has like white tube socks on. So I'm like, this is not
what the fuck. You can see his tube
socks.
Yeah,
I'm like, this is irritating. So then like I finally figured out like what the job entails is. So what they do is they work with like Fortune 500 companies, and they just make sure that those 500 companies have all the supplies that they need, like toilet paper, coffee cups. Like it's something new every day. Yeah, and the job is like 95%. You're just on the phone, mm-hmm, making sure that they have what they need. And I was just like, and they were like, you passed this interview, so we'll call you tomorrow to schedule interview two. And I just blocked their number.
Yeah, that was fucking sketchy.
Yeah, because it was just like, And like, I didn't want to be rude, but I was gonna ask, like, when they pay you, are they paying you with, like, personal checks? Because
I guess they
sound like some bullshit. I
guess they were.
Because like, I never had a job that didn't take taxes out. Like,
yeah, I never heard of shit like that.
Mad illegal.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right at all. Like, where niggas are getting 1099s on the clock. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
That doesn't make sense.
I wish I had the fucking name of that company.
I can't. Yeah, bro. I can't find the name of either one of these shits.
But I have a worse story for my coworker. He told me a story.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at my part-time job on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to my coworker. And we were talking about like shitty jobs. And I actually told you this and you got a kick out of it. I was like, what's like the worst job you ever had? And he was just like,
Don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
It's snowing like a motherfucker outside.
Yeah, that's why I told him. I was like, make sure you're wiping.
Bro, like, there's snow everywhere. It looks like...
Oh, my God.
Bro.
Is that in South Jersey?
Bro, yes. That's Brianna.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Bro.
All right.
We're going to have to wrap it up soon.
Yeah.
But,
I'm trying to get home. All right, so this is a short story.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what's like the worst job you ever had? And he was like... He was living in Virginia, and he was, like, selling things. Yeah, but you sell different items every day, but you have to go to people's houses, kind of like the solar panel.
Okay.
And he was like, they would give you three items to sell, and then when you're presenting it,
mm-hmm.
they have to buy one of the items, and then mm-hmm. you give them another item for free.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he was just like, one day he went to work, and the FBI had raided the office.
Wow.
Yeah, he was saying that they would make you walk around in Virginia in, like, July with, like, a suit on. So you'd be sweating. And I was like, well, what exactly were you selling? He was like, it's different every day. He was like, you could sell a cup. You could sell a tie. Mm-hmm. Like, some sketchy shit like that.
Yeah.
I was like, man,
one of my boys from college got caught up in that. Nigga was working for Amway, right?
Duh.
So it's the same. It was that shit, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So literally... We were only freshmen, and shout out to my boy. He always had like a hustle mindset, right? So he thought this shit was just the biggest thing ever, right? So, right. So he tells us, he's like, yeah. He talked real smooth. He's like, yeah, yo. So I'm about to be working for this company called Amway. I'm just gonna be selling these products. So they're gonna be selling me these products. And all I gotta do is sell such and such. I'll make this amount of money. I'll move up in the company, and I'm making all this money. I'm like, sounds cool, bro. But what are you actually selling? So he brings me into his room, and I shit you not, this nigga just had random items. It was just random pills. It was all, I guarantee it was all placebos, bro. Really? Like, he was just like, yeah, so this shit right here, so this is really good for your skin. And he's like trying to sell me on it. I'm like, nigga, yeah. I'm not buying none of your shit, right? So the only marketing pitch that he had, and I swear to God, bro, whenever he talked about this shit, he would say it 30,000 times. So Amway is the name, and that's the only reason I know this shit. Amway is the name of the place where the Orlando Magic play. It was on the court and everything. He's like, yeah, so I'm trying to tell you, like, the company's legit. Like, it's called Amway Center. Like, look at this shit. It's on the Orlando Magic court. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, bro.
That's your selling pitch?
That was it. I was like, I don't give a flying fuck.
They don't give a fuck about that.
I don't give a shit. Did you see what Andre Iguodala did to them niggas? I don't care.
Listen to this. My senior year of college,
mm-hmm.
middle of nowhere, Ohio.
Oh, God.
I'm in Marshalls in this town called Mount Vernon, Ohio. Marshalls.
Oh, Mount Vernon. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a random fucking hillbilly hick town in Ohio.
Yeah.
I'm in Marshalls. Like, bullshitting in Marshalls. Don't know what the fuck I'm doing in there. Just wasting time, right? Yeah. Wasting time. I think we were going to Buffalo Wild Wings. It's right next door, but it was a wait. So we were just, like, wasting time. I got my football shit on. This random Indian dude stops me in the fucking hall, in the aisle of Marshalls,
mm-hmm.
and just starts talking to me about work, like, ask me about what I'm doing. I'm like, yeah, I go to school down the street, blah, blah, blah. Ask me for my fucking email address and all this crazy shit. I'm like, he's like, yeah, I got this, like, business opportunity. Blah, blah, blah. Sure, gave him a fucking email.
Mm-hmm.
He fucking emails me, wants to come meet me at this fucking Panera, like, a couple days later, talking about it. So I had a couple of my homies come with me, and they sat at a table across.
Yo, play that smart. Yo.
That is very smart.
That's smart as shit.
So, like, they sat at a table across, and I'm sitting there, whatever. He fucking starts drawing this shit. It's fucking Amway.
Yeah. See? See?
I'm like, so he starts, literally, he starts drawing shit. and it come like, yo, this was literally a pyramid.
Yeah.
Like, you were drawing a pyramid.
That's I'm like, bro, I'm telling you, that's what they do.
He gave me this fucking book he wanted me to read and all this shit. It was like top 100 like business mind tips. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And he, the same thing. Yeah, it's the only thing you can tell me about it. It's the company that sponsors Orlando Magic.
Yep. That's all. That is all the firepower they had, bro. Because they might as well have been fucking Vector selling knives. I swear to God, wasn't nobody buying that shit.
This is 2018, like early 2018. And literally, this guy was doing it for a while. He was making like $5,000 a month or whatever. And he was selling, it was all like cleaning products.
Yeah.
The products are different every time. They just want you to sell things.
They want you to just sell anything.
That's crazy.
But that sounds like another job where they don't take taxes out either because it's not a legit thing.
I blocked them.
Clearly is. But
y'all know anybody that did Vector? Because I know somebody who did that shit.
What's that?
Vector was the knives.
I've heard of it.
So that's kind of like that was like one of the early schemes. So like
some Herbalife shit.
Not Herbalife. It was way more scammy. Niggas were literally selling kitchen set, like knife sets, right? So I used to have this neighbor growing up. Long story short, the nigga's in jail now, right?
In our neighborhood?
Nah, this is when I lived in Cinnaminson, but I lived in a subset called East Riverton where all the niggas was at. Yeah. Right? So I lived in East Riverton. That's where I grew up. And my next door neighbor was always wild. So when we had moved to Burlington Township, he had started working for this knife company. I don't know where the fuck it was based out of, but literally as soon as we moved to township, he came over. Like he was there. Like we only had been living there maybe a month, right? So he comes in. He got this big ass. Like he brings all his knives and shit. I'm like, I'm in seventh grade, right? I'm looking at this shit like, you can buy knives. We live down the street from a Target. We can just go buy knives. Why? Like, he was trying to convince my mom why she should buy knives from him.
I got these knives,
like, he was like, if you see, like, and he was like, bro, he was cutting random shit. Like, he was cutting carrots and shit. Like, bro, all knives do that, bro.
Get out of my house.
Get your crackhead ass out of here, nigga. Like, yeah. So,
look at that.
But long story short, right? Oh, so I think the nigga, I don't know if he, like, smoked some bad weed one time. But one day, he was just never the same, right? And then I had seen him. Nigga had face tats and shit. He was wearing a long black trench coat. He like Morpheus. I'm like, what's actually happening right now, right? So then I saw him that one time, and I never heard from him again, right? So then one day I come home, and my sister's like, yo, such and such got arrested. We're like, arrested for what?
Selling knives.
No. This nigga fucking tweaked out, got in some woman's car, kidnapped the bitch and drove her to Maryland for no fucking reason. Anybody listening remembers a story where a woman just got kidnapped and driven to Maryland just for for no fucking reason at all, it used to be my next door neighbor. And that nigga is not doing good.
The Not That Serious podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, the number one product in men's below the waist grooming. Valentine's Day is upon us, fellas, and you got to make sure you're ready for whatever the night may bring you, and that includes pelvis slapping. Now, our friends at Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, are here to tell you that you need to use the best tools for the job so that you can be ready for that special moment when it comes. Now, 2 million men are already trusting Manscaped products to groom, and you need to make sure that you're one of them. If your girl can't think of what to get you this year, tell her to get the gift that keeps on giving. And that's the gift of smooth balls. The best way to get started is with the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0, full of the best products to keep you looking, smelling, and feeling nice. The Perfect Package 3.0 is led by their revolutionary third generation lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, which has advanced skin-safe technology and features cutting-edge ceramic blades that reduce grooming accidents. It's also waterproof, which prevents a mess in the bathroom floor and in the sink and injuries to your jewels, especially when it's time for Cupid to shoot his arrow. Nothing turns off a girl than scratch marks on your balls. And let's be real, we smelled the worst down there before. That's why I am thankful, and all of us at the Not That Serious podcast are thankful for their Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver. These products keep your boys from sweating, smelling, stinking, and sticking. And these products smell really, really good, y'all. Their manly scent is attractive and will help set the mood, if you know what I mean. And you know what I mean, that means you're smelling good balls in her mouth. The Perfect Package 3.0 all come with a pair of Manscaped boxers that keep your junk feeling fresh all day, and it's smooth like silk. I tell you this, I'm not lying to you. It feels so good on you. Easily the comfiest boxers I've ever had, and I'm pretty sure my fellow podcasters, hosts, you know, they'll agree. And this is the perfect package for you and your package. Now, how can you help us out while helping yourselves? You need to go on manscaped.com. Run up everything. Get the Perfect Package 3.0. Get everything they got. You know what I'm saying? And then you need to go to the discount code and enter the code NTS. That's it. Three letters, NTS. And you will get 20% off and free shipping on your order. No matter how big the order is, you will get 20% off and free shipping using code NTS. That's using code NTS at manscaped.com. For 20% off and free shipping, Manscaped your balls. It's crazy snowing. Let's just get through this one topic real quick. And then we get the fuck up out of here. All right, real quick. Real sports topic real quick. All right.
Okay.
We're talking about, you know, the Super Bowl, Tom Brady, you know, them niggas, you know, he won with the Bucks and all that. And this is seventh championship, right? Now, people have been starting to talk about, is he the greatest athlete of all time or in American sports?
No.
Now, a lot of people, I don't know why this question is up, but I'm going to say a staunch no on that one.
Absolutely the fuck not.
I'm going to absolutely disagree. I think he's pretty low, not low, but he's not, definitely not top three greatest athletes, just because of things other people have done. I would say, now, if we want to talk about the world,
Do you put him as the greatest football player yet?
He's the most decorated football player.
Yeah. Like, and this is a rare bag for me. I don't even put him on LeBron's level.
Which is weird because, like this, like,
do people realize? People, yeah, it's very contradictory.
The argument you have against LeBron believers is the same thing you do against Brady.
Do people understand what an athlete is? Though
It's not athletic ability. He's the, like, they're
but
saying,
the natures of the sports are completely different.
I know, but you can't you can't compare apples to oranges. But you can compare him as fruit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a fruit. So the greatest football player can be in the conversation of the greatest athlete, not because of his ability to run, jump, or fucking shoot, but his ability to play
win
the game that he played.
Yeah, to understand the game. Yeah. Like you might not, like, he's an athlete, and obviously Lamar is a superior athlete, but you would never, if you, for your quarterback to your team, you would never want Lamar over Tom Brady on any day.
No.
All right, then.
So it's not his athletic ability in terms of pure athleticism, but
yeah, but I think that speaks more volumes. The fact that he can't do that, and he's still.
Yeah, but I'm like, when they say greatest athlete, they're not talking about his pure athletic ability.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Performance in his sport,
exactly.
Yeah, so no,
and his performance in this sport is something that we've never seen. We'll never see seven Super Bowls ever again.
No,
he has more Super Bowls than any team.
Exactly, you're never gonna see that.
You're never gonna see that.
I understand that, but again, I'm not gonna put that over somebody who, like LeBron.
You don't think he's a better athlete than LeBron?
Fuck no. Fucking no.
He's more decorated in his sport than LeBron is.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
And it's easy. And also, I agree with Mike.
Are you out of your
mind? I agree with Mike because, bro, in football, there's 53 niggas on the team, bro. LeBron's doing everything.
Why is Michael better than LeBron?
Because he wins more at a higher level.
Tom Brady wins more at the highest level than anybody ever.
Nigga, the highest.
No, we're talking about football teams versus basketball teams where there's way more that goes in part.
It's harder to win a Super Bowl than it is to win a championship.
Shit, I doubt that.
It is. That's why
82 game season?
No.
82 game season? It's hard. And then 7 game series every season?
It's harder to win a Super Bowl for this one reason.
How many teams are repeated in the Super Bowl?
Exactly.
Year after year.
How many
year.
How many football dynasties have you seen?
The Warriors went to the finals 5 years in a row.
Don't the Steelers have 11?
Huh?
Don't the Steelers have like 11?
No.
No, they have six.
They have six? Okay.
The Pittsburgh, whatever they call them, the Sixburg Steelers.
That's Sixburg,
the
okay.
The Dallas yeah, and Pittsburgh
have six. Yeah, how many dynasties have you seen in the NFL?
Name somebody who's been to the, LeBron's been to the NBA finals 10 out of 11 years. Nobody in football does that. It's easier to get to the finals than it is the Super Bowl.
Every time. That's why you see so many players with like multiple rings.
No.
Yes.
Mike, that, like,
no.
You're just but saying niggas, no to say it.
Name a football team equivalent to the Warriors.
The Chiefs.
No.
They went to the Bowl twice, ever.
And they won
the
once.
The Warriors went. They had the best record ever in basketball. The and Patriots. Went to the,
nigga, they just got their quarterback, so they just went. They went two times. They could do it again.
The Warriors went five times in a row.
You don't think the Chiefs can?
How are the Patriots?
All right.
They're not going to win.
How are they not compare? How are they comparable?
Yeah. To the Warriors.
They were a dynasty.
How are they comparable to the Warriors?
They were a dynasty.
Who's on their team?
Wait, Mike. Who? Wait, who are you talking about?
Steph Curry.
Mike, they went to the Super Steph Bowl Curry, six KD. Times in 15 years.
Steph Curry, KD, and Clay, right? And Draymond. Yeah. Who's on the Patriots?
Tom Brady, Gronk.
No. Wait. Wait, you're asking who was on the Patriots?
Yeah, when they had their dynasty.
Yeah, nigga, Tom Brady, Ty Law, fucking Teddy Bruschi. What? Do you want to... Richard Deion Seymour? Branch. Do you want Deion me to Branch keep going? Good. Deion Branch got... He was still part of the dynasty, though, because he won a Super Bowl, too.
Can't make a Pro Bowl.
Are y'all saying that their dynasty lasted 19 years?
Mike Vrabel?
Hold on, listen.
Are we trying to, like... Listen. Are you trying to, like, downplay the team that Patriots had?
Listen, the Patriots
Name
won...
two All-Pros.
The Patriots won six Super Bowls in 19 years. The Warriors won... 3 in 4 years.
Like, yeah, you're not...
6 in 19 years. That's not years.
A, like, we're talking about so one dynasty. He named one, the Warriors. The Patriots, that's not a dynasty. Like the Patriots won... That's why people harp on the Legion of Boom, because they were supposed to be a dynasty. If Russell Wilson didn't throw that interception to Malcolm Butler, they were on their way to being a dynasty. You don't see dynasties in the NFL. That's why people are so high on Pat Mahomes being the face of the league, because they think that he's going to be the closest thing to that. And he's not, because you lost last week.
6 in 19 years is nowhere near as precedent.
He lost because he was hurt. He will be, though.
Four.
They lost because they got outcoached.
And he was hurt. And he was missing his all-pro left tackle.
He won the conference championship with that.
That's the reason why they lost.
But. Yeah, but the main reason was they got outcoached. And they didn't even make any adjustments. They were arrogant. They were arrogant, and they never adjusted because they're used to winning games like that.
Yeah.
They're and what everybody expected. Oh, any minute now, the big play is going to come in.
Yeah.
And then it never came. But I think the difference, because like if you look at Pat Mahomes' two Super Bowl performances, they both stink. This year's and last year's. Last year, they scored one touchdown until 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And then they finally figured it out. Even Richard Simmons.
I'm not putting this year.
Nah, it was Richard Sherman. He was like, we literally thought we had them figured out because it was 20-10 with 7 minutes left in the fourth. In both Super Bowls, he hasn't played well, but we carry his name and we carry that figure because of his regular season performances. Right?
I think he played the best on that team.
He did.
Absolutely. He's their best player.
Yeah, but like.
But he would, bro, they were literally dropping passes. Was the ball, no was, like, the ball was yeah, hitting them in the face. But, he was getting rushed. He was getting hurried every play.
Look,
he was running for his life.
A lot of the sacks, because he got sacked 3 times, which isn't even a record.
He should have got sacked 15.
He should have got sacked way
that being
more.
Said, but a lot of the sacks that he has, he causes that himself because he's holding the ball too long.
Three sacks?
Yeah, that's not a lot. Two.
Yeah, there's only three. You're saying he caused three sacks himself. That's only three.
And look.
That's three passes.
No, he's got sacked 3 actual times. What I'm saying is the pressure that he's getting, he's holding the ball too long. And when you do that again, you can't do that against cover two. And especially if you know that your tackle is out. And two,
there needs to be an adjustment there. You need to do what Brady does. Get the fucking ball out.
If you look at the pass that Tariq Hill dropped in the end zone, bro, it was 3 defenders in front of him.
I don't give a fuck. That shit hit him in the face, man.
That shit hit him in the face.
Why are you throwing it in triple coverage?
Williams got hit in the face. Kelsey dropped one. Robinson dropped one. It was 4 drops.
If Carlton, who's not a good DB, catches that, we all call Mahomes an idiot. Do we or do we not?
Listen, he escaped the sack and threw a ball dead on a line to his receiver's face.
parallel to the ground.
It had to go through somebody.
But that shit.
I don't care.
You parallel to the
ground. You say that.
It's a perfect.
You say that. That's called, you would never want your quarterback to throw it.
That's called. That's, nigga, you would never. You know what, Corey? You know what that's called? That's called a perfect pass.
Yeah, that shit hit him in the face.
A perfect. That is a perfect pass.
The fact that you expect him to throw in triple coverage.
No, I don't expect
him. He threw a perfect pass.
That's why, that's why we lose games like that.
Nobody expected him
he
to do
that. He was pressing because they were losing.
I expect you when the ball hits you in the motherfucking face to catch it.
We saw two players get hit in the face with the ball in the Super Bowl. We saw Travis Kelce drop one, and we saw fucking Robinson drop one. Hit him dead in the fucking hands.
Travis Kelce dropped like four.
And he still led the team in receptions like and, four, and like yards.
Big ones.
Them like niggas four, were them like, niggas left him out the dry,
like
bro.
Like third down type shit.
Bro, they left him stanky.
Yeah,
they should have never been throwing the ball that much.
Huh?
They should have never been throwing the ball that much.
That's what
they're running cover too.
They shouldn't have. Yeah, but that's what they're
getting a light box. Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's arrogance.
You know they blitz. I think twice the whole game.
Why would you blitz?
But I mean,
they didn't have to. Shaq Barrett and JPP were doing what they wanted.
No, they dared them to run the ball, and the Chiefs never did.
As Eagles
never
did. Did y'all like Andy Reid when he was in Philly?
It's the same shit. It's the same reason Andy lost in Philly with McNabb and him is the same reason they lost this Super Bowl.
I don't get why he's so praised now.
Huh?
I don't get it.
It's because he, well.
He's been doing really good with Kansas
without
City.
Without McNabb, like, to me, McNabb was never really that good. It was Andy Reid's system that propelled him to,
he
like,
develops talent very well.
Andy Reid's the reason that Alex Smith is even still in the league right now.
First of all, he drafts really well. Like, you can't name one player where it's like he didn't hit on. Right?
Cool.
One, he drafts really well.
His big game coaching ability sucks.
Absolutely. And I think that Pat Mahomes hides that.
So then he doesn't need to be a head coach. He needs to be in the front office somewhere. Let him draft for you. But he should be a head coach.
I mean, he's not the one calling the plays. Obviously, he helps.
Yeah, BNM.
He helps put together
or BNM,
game
BNM, plan. Whatever.
Well, as a head coach, you need to be like, okay, we need to make an adjustment.
And
BNM just
fucked himself up after this game.
A lot
too.
Of people aren't talking about this with the late.
The shit with his son.
No, not even that.
Well,
touchdown that the Bucks got before halftime. Why are you calling timeout in third and two
with
like a minute left, bro?
Well,
why are you doing
well,
that?
Like
that
Tony.
Makes
no. Like Tony Romo said, he was like, obviously it's a risk, but you're trying to get the ball back. So do you want to risk it? You're already losing, so
no,
it's a
because
Super Bowl.
You get the ball half. So,
yeah, yeah. That was my logic. Why are you calling timeout? Yeah. That's poor clock management.
I was 50-50 on it.
And Andy Reid has always knock against him. Poor management.
If they would have made the stop, he would have like a genius. They just didn't make the stop. The defense just didn't come through.
Yeah, they didn't come through at all though.
Yeah, it was third and two?
They weren't coming through before that.
So. Yeah, it was third and two. They weren't really like the drive. They had 1 8-yard play, I think. So it was like they could stop him. They just didn't.
Yeah, but I mean, like, again, like, seven Super Bowls is a lot.
I'm baffled at the disrespect to Tom Brady.
I'm because baffled that people want to compare Aaron Rodgers to him.
You know what it is, bro?
Why?
No,
stop.
No.
They're on
no. The conversation, bro. The conversation comes from the teams that are built around Tom Brady. We see him get bailed out by great defenses.
When?
All the time.
The only
time he really did anything special in the Super Bowl, and I'm going to be real with you, is the comeback against the Falcons. Everyone is like, you did what you're supposed to do, the defense rocked, and you did what you're supposed to do.
And he shit on the Eagles.
He shit on the Eagles.
He shit on the Eagles.
Shit on the Panthers.
Yeah, 400 yards.
And he stopped arguably one of the greatest offenses that the league has ever seen.
He stopped the offense. Tom Brady stopped an offense.
He
offenses.
Outplayed the greatest show on turf.
Brady stopped an offense.
He outplayed. He said, I'm a sophomore. It's my league.
Dude, that's the shit I'm talking about. Brady plays defensive end.
Shut the fuck up, man.
How many PC got?
How many interceptions Tom Brady got?
Five.
How many interceptions he got?
Listen, how many
sacks he got? He don't play defense. He didn't outplay. No,
he has more Super Bowl MVPs than
Tom Brady than Aaron Rodgers than has. Appearances.
30 NFL teams have Super Bowl.
That's great, things. Nigga.
Mike, you can't champion one guy for winning and then knock the other guy who wins more.
I'm talking about what you have to do in a game, you individually.
And they want to bring up defenses like defenses haven't failed him. Like if he had a regular defense, Eli Manning wouldn't have any Super Bowl rings.
The athlete and how you do and what you have to do in your sport. You play quarterback. It's a very hard position.
It's the hardest position.
Sure.
He excels at it at the highest level that we've ever seen.
Sure. Whatever.
Exactly. You can't whatever that.
No, you can whatever that. Because you know what you do? You know what you do, nigga?
He's 43. That's why Mahomes, he can never have the GOAT title. because you lost away 43 year old.
We talking about athletes, nigga. Because what you do, you got, you guess what you got to do. You throw the ball and then you sit your ass motherfucking back down and you wait until you come out again. LeBron James for 40 minutes for years has to play offense and defense night in and night out for years and years and years.
But you can't interlock the sports. You look at them for what they are.
If I'm talking athletes, what you have to do as an athlete?
No, but that's what
I'm, one has to do more.
Okay, okay, call it. Okay, call it player. Okay, call it player. Okay, call it player. Okay, call it. Okay, call it a player. Don't call it an athlete.
Okay,
the greatest player.
Player, athlete, whatever you want.
His resume surpasses everyone in major sports. Everyone. Not even close.
Not Serena.
Serena doesn't play a major sport. Sorry. Huh? Serena doesn't. There's four major sports in America. Tennis is not one of them.
You said every sport.
No, I said major sport. Exactly. Major sport, he has the best resume. It's not close.
Okay, you can't name, maybe besides the NBA,
you can't say name. Like, can you say like Bill Russell?
You can't name two or three players in another sport that are better athletes than him.
A major sport or sport in general?
Sport in
general. Serena Williams, Floyd Mayweather.
I said three in the same sport. So, like, you can't name three tennis players that are better than Tom Brady at their sport.
Serena, most what, Federer? Three tennis players. And Andre Agassi.
You can't, you're not going to fucking cross genders now, are you?
You said sport, nigga.
Okay, okay, that's like
sport,
saying.
What the fuck?
Is that fucking
shit, nigga?
Y'all what?
I'll take this, Ronaldo Q, and I was Messi just, over that,
I
nigga.
Was literally doing what you said.
Okay.
Ronaldo and Messi are way more successful. Way.
How many, or whatever the fucking leagues they play in, how many championships they got?
Oh, it's a fucking plenty. And they play multiple tournaments a year.
How? No. Yeah, but that's why it's easier to get more, because they play multiple tournaments a year.
What's the big, one what's the big title? What's the big, there's got to be one big one. What's the big one?
La Liga.
Okay, how many La Liga MV or championships does Messi have? All right,
now how many
have?
La Ligas does Messi have?
I'm looking at this 2001 Patriots roster.
Tom Brady was 23?
Nigga, yeah, Troy Brown, David Patton, Matt Light. He was a rookie. Mike Compton. Damian Woody was his fucking center. Joe Andruzzi. I don't know who Greg Randall is, but I know who Andruzzi is. Ty Law, Lori Malloy.
He has 10 La Liga titles.
To Bucky Jones.
In how many years?
In 16 years.
Okay.
He has 34 turtle titles. Okay. I don't want to hear it.
No, Mike, you 34 titles out of how many possibilities? Like,
and soccer is way harder than football.
No, because soccer, if he won 10 and 16, Mike, that means there's only six other years where somebody else won. That means it's not as hard.
Oh, what?
If he won 10 and 16 years,
he's great.
That means his competition ain't somewhere up there.
So now we're factoring competition now?
Does that not go into your sport? What are you talking about?
So you're saying, so that's like the same thing. Tom won so much. That means
Tom ain't win 10 in 16 years.
He won in how many?
7 in 21.
He's no, he's been in the league longer than 21 years.
Nah, 2000. He was drafting 2000.
Yeah, right. All right, so it's 21. So I thought it's 43. I thought it was 23. Yeah, but it's 21.
Because he won 16. It's in...
Okay.
So what are we...
Okay. Okay, Mike.
Bro, it's okay.
Mike. If LeBron is going to the finals 10 years in a row, does that mean that the rest of the Eastern Conference sucks?
No.
Yes, the fuck it does.
If that's the same person... He even admitted
that. If the same person goes to... So if the same person wins 10 out of 16 years, the people he's playing against aren't that good.
No, I'm talking about... Yeah, if it was the Eastern Conference, yeah. But if he won the championship, that means you're great. He's beating the whole league. This is not a conference thing. It's the league every year.
Okay, and you want to talk about football players have other players on a team? Soccer doesn't have a salary cap, and they can...
Yeah, that's why...
And they can pull from whatever fucking team they want.
And people got to stop talking about the Bucks were a stacked team. They weren't even his first choice. His first choice didn't want him, even though they're kicking themselves in their ass now.
And also, the Bucks weren't... Like, the first week, no one thought the Bucks were
going to be... What do you mean wasn't his first choice?
Every besides the Redskins, every playoff win they had, it was an upset. So that's not a stacked team.
No, they want he wanted to go to the Raiders.
Yeah, no, he wanted to go to the 49ers, but they was like, we don't want you. So it was like,
Tiger Woods has 15.
Okay, so talk about the list. Let's give a top 10. You got Tiger Woods, you got Serena, you got fucking
Floyd. We got Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi. Michael Phelps.
That nigga, yo, he won every Olympic race he was in.
Usain Bolt.
If Michael Phelps is probably the most decorated athlete ever, honestly. All
right, come on.
There's only one Olympics every 4 years.
We're at six, okay. Tom Brady is in that conversation with every name you just named.
From one to maybe seven.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm
just saying one.
Okay.
Yeah, but no. But Mike,
anybody in that top 10.
People are saying one in major sports.
Listen, anybody in that top 10 you can argue for. Honestly, because it's just the best player of that sport.
Tom Brady over none of them niggas.
Okay.
You can't.
Mike, anybody that's the best in their sport, you can argue for. Tom Brady's the best in his sport.
And he's 43. He's not supposed to be, though. 43.
Imagine if Floyd fought Triple G this weekend and beat his ass. That's what the fuck Tom Brady just did.
Yeah, nobody would.
Floyd would never compare in a boxing match. It's the whereas same one nigga versus thing. One nigga versus you, and you get to sit down half the game. Mike, any nigga who gets to sit down half the game can't be number one. I'm sorry.
I feel that.
Okay,
you
so
sit there okay, the fucking game.
Okay, so Messi plays striker, midfield, and defender,
but
and
he's
goalie.
Playing all game.
No, does the nigga run?
Have you watched the soccer game?
Does the nigga run 90 yards?
Yes.
You know what?
No,
he
does not. Mike, Messi does not.
He plays some type of defense.
That nigga don't run.
Mike, yes, they do.
He can prevent
Messi
a goal.
Messi runs from goal to goal.
Yes.
Messi can prevent a
goal. Yes.
Is Messi not a fucking forward?
Can Messi?
That does not matter.
He Messi might not play defense. He might not play
but
defense.
But you're involved.
He affects the defense.
I bet you out of a 90-minute soccer game,
Messi can prevent a goal.
Messi might spend 2 minutes on the opposite side
that
of the fucking midfield line.
That
I get that. No, I'll even give
no.
him
that.
He
can prevent a goal.
That's
Tom
bullshit.
Brady might not play linebacker, but he makes life
he
easier
play,
on defense.
Period.
He helps the defense out.
He's
100%.
Sitting down.
That has nothing to do with his greatness.
To sit down half the game, you can't be in the shit to me. I'm sorry. For athlete, singular athlete, now you want to say Tom Brady and his teams? Great. Or the teams he's played on? Concluding? Yeah. But as an individual,
football is the ultimate
I'm not
team sport,
that
bro.
Shit. Especially in the ultimate team sport.
The
where
ultimate.
You rely on 51 other niggas consistently.
52 actually. Nah. And I was listening to.
You know how many people Floyd relies on?
You think so? You think so?
When he's in the ring?
You think so?
Okay.
You think so?
All right,
you think so?
Floyd
no.
The,
you think
do you
want
to
Floyd
go
in the ring also gets to
you
pick
think
his
that's
opponent,
an accurate statement?
You want to be cute? Do you want to be cute?
Do you think that's accurate? Yes or no? Do you think that's
in
accurate
the ring,
statement?
When he's fighting? Is anybody else fighting?
If I say in the ring jumping niggas?
Okay. So so take everybody away from the ring when he in between rounds. You don't think that matters to him? Yeah, yes or no, nigga? It doesn't matter.
All right. Let's be cute and do that.
You're
that's
the one
four?
Being cute saying what? That he don't play linebacker.
Is that four?
He don't play linebacker.
Oh, you want to add everybody's trainers
can't
now?
None of them throw no punches.
That shit matters,
so
Mike.
Let's add Tom Brady's personal trainer. He's still out the fucking game. How that?
Yeah. Listen.
If you want to add niggas personal trainers and shit, is...
Yo,
is person,
you
is,
cannot
Tom,
deny his greatness.
Tom,
you can't.
I'm not denying
you can't.
Him.
You are.
I'm
you
denying
are.
Him the number one spot.
Yeah,
you
I'm
can't
not.
Be
I'll, okay.
Sorry, Chief.
I'm not denying
you
his.
Can't.
I'm not denying the accolades, but I will deny the fact that he's
number one. We're just never
going to
see this again. That's why I don't understand why people were not appreciating it.
We're never going to see another nigga never lose.
You
boxing
could.
Again.
You could tell your son that you watched Tom Brady win seven Super.
I watched Floyd Mayweather.
It's different though.
It is different.
You know what I'm saying?
Floyd.
I'm going to tell my son.
Tom picking his
Tom Brady was a great quarterback, but he was on some good teams, boy.
I'll say he was on some okay teams.
Okay.
Listen, football, everybody has the same, it's like it's a level playing field because contracts aren't very long. You can draft wherever the fuck, it's kind of up and down. You can get steals anywhere in the draft. Salary cap is equal across the league.
And it's a hard cap, so you not like the NBA where you can
go over it.
And pay a low draft. You
so
have
now,
to do that.
So now if Brady is on these great teams and constructed these great teams, everybody else in the league had the ability to do that.
I'll quote.
You can't say that in other sports.
I'll quote Chris Sims. He said, the Patriot way is we have Tom Brady and you don't. And this is coming from somebody who's worked for the Patriots,
and,
who was an assistant coach.
And you see that now when the nigga left.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Patriot way is we have Tom Brady, you don't. He's the, and I said this week.
He is the
hardest quarterback we've ever seen to defend.
And all the other athletes you named were big from the time they were fucking 3 years old. Serena was a childhood superstar. Tiger was a childhood superstar. Floyd was an Olympic gold medalist at 18.
Which makes them all better.
Tom Brady was drafted 200.
Don't give a fuck.
This is why you can't talk that.
Don't give a shit.
Doesn't that make them all better athletes?
That doesn't give me a shit.
This nigga literally came from the bottom to the best to ever do it.
Ever.
Ever.
In
the
ultimate,
to the best to ever do it.
In the ultimate team sport.
Mike.
Sorry.
He got it out of the mud.
Sorry. Yes, I can.
Is basketball not a team sport?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan played on way better teams than Tom Brady ever did.
How many?
Michael Jordan played on way better teams than Tom Brady ever did.
How many people on the basketball team, Q?
15, Mike.
How many people on the football team, Q?
What difference does that
answer the question?
If you take Tom Brady off any of those teams, they're not playoff teams.
One team is a lot. One number is a lot bigger than the other one.
Not
okay,
playoff
but it's still
teams
equal on both sides. Yeah.
Name one playoff team that you take Tom Brady away from that they're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, it depends on who you're
playing. Teddy Bridgewater.
When you play the Jets and the Dolphins every twice a year? Shit, nigga.
That's like taking you out the 4x1 and putting Mike in there. Look, it's not the best 4x1 anymore. All
right, okay.
Yeah, because you put somebody else in. That's not that they ain't doing that.
All right. Put Dak there.
Yep.
You would salivate.
They're not winning a playoff game.
You would sal... Huh?
They're not winning.
They're in the playoffs.
Hey, Dak's Cowboys team 3 years ago was better than any team Tom Brady ever played for.
People don't understand. Tom Brady.
Dak's Cowboys team when Zeke led the league in rushing is better than any Patriots team Tom Brady played for.
What'd that defense look like?
Yeah, but we had to hide
Shut
the defense.
Shut your ass up, Dax.
Motherfucking
whoa,
ass.
Whoa. I'm going to get him out of here.
Dak's Cowboys team. Dak's team, not defense. His team.
Team, everybody.
Team.
That
Zeke
year,
led
that
the
year.
League in rushing was better than any team.
Any?
Team
and that nigga. And then, and guess
that.
What? Guess what? Hold on, hold on.
You don't believe
hold
that.
On. You know what's crazy? Oh, I'm about to eat this nigga's
ass. Guess what, nigga? Dak wasn't the best player on that fucking team.
You don't believe that.
You're
stupid.
Point.
That means nothing.
He's not the best player on the team.
Tom Brady won a Super Bowl with Julian Edelman as his number one. Like, why aren't people talking about that?
Who's on the other side playing defense?
Who, Mike? Tell
some
me.
World yeah, beat ass niggas.
You tell me.
Which year you want?
All right, we'll go Atlanta, and then I'll work my way back.
Who's the Hall of Famer on that defense?
Oh, we need Hall of Famers?
I'm just, Mike, give me somebody of substance.
Who's an all-pro on that defense? And I'll tell you, I've already looked it up. Because I've been doing this all week.
This is crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is
crazy. Nobody's saying crazy. All I'm saying is he can't be number one.
Okay.
That's all. That's Mike, it.
Okay. Literally six days ago, he sat in that same spot and told me he's not number one in his sport.
They got Malcolm Brown, Chris Long,
I don't think so.
Jamie Collins.
As far as skill, I don't think he but if you want to talk about
what you call it. Is Michael Jordan the most skilled basketball player ever?
Hell no.
No, but you call him the GOAT. But you call him the GOAT.
Because of what he's achieved.
Okay.
If you're in a big game,
most skilled football player ever, but he is the greatest because of what he's achieved.
Okay.
It's the same thing you
and
use.
How he plays the game.
But now we're talking a different conversation. Singular athlete. Now, and
okay, you're talking about Michael Jordan the greatest athlete of all time conversation?
Nah. Sorry.
Serena winning while pregnant, I think she kind of takes the cake.
I don't.
And that's fine. Like you can
winning a tournament while pregnant is something that
he can't do that.
Yeah, but I'm talking
about. I don't care.
I'm talking about major sports, the four.
Yo, you don't put Michael Jordan in the greatest athlete of all time conversation?
Me? I've never seen him play, so no.
Oh, God. I really wouldn't put no basketball nigga in there.
You're bugging.
I'm talking about singular what you gotta do, nigga. I'm talking about individual, because when you say athletes, we're talking about individual people.
Individual accomplishments. It's literally either Tiger or Serena.
Individual accomplishments.
It's either Tiger or Serena.
Team game like
yeah,
that.
You can because of what he brings to the team. And Bruce Arians said this today. He was just like,
fuck what Bruce Arians says, fresh off winning a Super Bowl.
They only won because of the nigga playing quarterback.
He put a lot of quarterbacks on that team. They're going to be fine.
I don't think so because a lot of quarterbacks didn't want to go there.
With Dak Prescott, they'll be good.
You think this Buck team is better than the Cowboys team that when Zeke
led? You do realize this Buck team was not that good.
That Buck team was very shut.
They were. They
got.
You know.
Ass.
You know that every playoff game that they run, it was an upset. You do realize that, right?
Yeah, because Tom Brady's throwing three picks.
They weren't the favorite in any.
How's he throwing three picks? He threw 10 touchdowns and three picks.
Because
all play
it's their first year together.
That's why it's the hardest, Mike. He did it in a COVID year. He had no training camp with a whole new team.
Nobody had training.
Yeah, but nobody had training.
Nobody.
But Aaron Rodgers
has
been
special.
Throwing. Yeah,
he's not special.
He's not special. It's but different. Aaron Rodgers has been throwing to the Devontae Adams for 5 years.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different.
Whole
when, only, especially when you're learning a new playbook.
And yeah, only Devontae Adams.
No.
Who is he throwing to?
Huh? What?
They have a good tight end.
Equal name is St. Brown, Corey.
They have a good tight end. They got a Pro Bowl running back. They have a better offensive line.
What do you think would have happened if
oh,
Aaron...
Oh, now we're
if,
quiet.
If
Aaron, now we're quiet. Yo, now know. We're quiet.
Listen, then Aaron Rodgers needed to leave Green Bay or he needed to demand...
If
get
Aaron Rodgers on the back...
Aaron Rodgers also was the number one team in the conference and said, I'm finally happy I have a home playoff game before we go to the Super Bowl and got outplayed.
If Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady would have switched in that Packers game, the Bucks game, Who you think would have won?
The nigga that always wins in big games.
That Packers team is no different than the fucking Patriots teams he won with. So.
Yeah, literally none. Julian Edelman, number one.
Yeah, I'm taking the team that's defense actually showed up.
They showed up against they showed up against the Chiefs because Todd Bowles, I give it all the credit. That was dope. They had the better game plan. But as far as that Packers game, going into that game, and
the Packers still, defense was looking sus.
Was the Packers defense looking sus, or was Kevin King looking sus?
That nigga was getting shitted on.
Yes, you were talking about one nigga, one.
And that's all they
weren't sus when they got three picks.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, gotta be consistent. No.
Did you see the three interceptions though? Tom Brady was literally floating them shits. If they didn't pick it off, that means they was just.
And yo, man, and the two of you played, shit with.
And the two of you sat here and said, he threw three picks against Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes gonna score three touchdowns. That was came out of y'all mouth last week.
Yeah, that was a score. Yeah,
and that nigga didn't score one.
We found out he had horrible turf toe that was going to be.
Yeah, no, we knew that he had turf toe 2 weeks ago.
And that was before he lost two linemen.
And he lost one lineman.
He lost a lineman.
They lost not only one, their best lineman. Yeah, also which resulted in them
Tampa Bay lost their best lineman in the playoffs too.
Resulted in putting a left guard, no, a right guard at left tackle, fucking Wisniewski, who we fucking released had to start in the Super Bowl.
A reject from us.
He was running his life with a turf toe. Corey, who's injury? That's a career-ending injury, right?
For if you're not a quarterback, it is.
Listen.
If you're a linebacker, yes. You can play with
that. He was running the whole game.
And he won the conference championship on that same toe.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think Pat had a bad game. I'm just saying about
it. He didn't. But people are trying to blame it on him. They're like, yo, the half-breed didn't show up, right, Corey? No, where was the half-breed? No. The half-breed, yeah.
Pat played the best. It wasn't his fault.
The niggas around him shit the bed.
Yeah, but they, like...
They shit the bed,
okay,
man.
They shit the bed, but Brady also came and fucking showed out.
You Brady did
not show out. He did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, that's called being great like, and not making... He played that error apart. He had error-free football.
He to me, all he did was exist.
He picked that defense apart.
I think if you put him in that same game with the same rosters and same circumstances and the same level of play, I can name you about four or five quarterbacks, maybe more, that'll win that game.
How can you say that when those four or five quarterbacks probably ain't even been to a Super Bowl or they haven't even been to multiple ones?
Because
so how do we know that we would have what they would have
haven't
done?
Been as stacked.
This wasn't a stacked team.
Yes, it was.
They were 7-5. What 7-5 team gets stacked?
It doesn't matter if it's stacked.
No. They were 7-5 this year. What 7-5 team
this year? The fucking
Bucks. Buccaneers.
The Bucks lost four games in a row in the middle of the fucking
what
season.
7-5 team is stacked?
Doesn't mean they wasn't performing well. They were still stacked.
Their staff stacked at wide receiver. Okay. Anywhere else?
All right.
Are you out of your goddamn...
If they were so... I'm going to kill an argument right now. If they were so stacked, why wasn't Tampa Bay his first choice?
If they were stacked, why weren't they favorite in any of their second playoff games?
If they were stacked... They would have never went after Tom Brady. They would have traded for a quarterback that season.
No, literally, all they needed
because
was
we're
a quarterback
away.
All they needed was a quarterback.
Yeah, so they would have went out and got one. And
they got Tom Brady.
Yeah, in free agency, they would have traded for one if they were one piece away, like every other team. But if
Tom Brady, all they did was get they got Tom Brady.
They didn't
and
know that because that wasn't his first choice.
They got Tom Brady. Bro, they got Tom Brady and Gronk.
Third choice.
They got.
The thing is, until he signs somewhere, you wait and keep trying to get Tom Brady.
Not if Tom Brady's telling you his third choice.
Yeah.
No, don't.
What are you talking about?
You're not waiting for that.
Nigga,
why wouldn't you wait for the... You're not going to wait. You're not going to wait
for the... You know who Tampa Bay was? They were the Knicks when LeBron was a free agent.
You're not going to wait for the GOAT?
They were. They didn't want to go there.
She was like, when KD went to Warriors, there was a
stacked
team.
No. Hold up.
Had many touchdowns and interceptions last season.
Okay. Bro, he had 30 and 30.
The Bucks lost five.
Okay. The Bucks already got there. Let's talk about this. Fournette is not on the team. Fournette's not on the team. Antonio Brown's not on the team. Gronkowski's not on the team. That was not a stacked team without him. And it's not a stacked team.
You do know Jameis. You do know Jameis Winston.
Hold on.
He went five games without throwing an interception. They still lost.
Huh?
Jameis Winston went five games without throwing an interception. They lost all those games.
That team is not a stacked team.
If Leonard Fournette can come and start on your team, it's not stacked.
Hold on. I don't care about that. Hold on. I don't care about how stacked. Stacked the team was before he got there. But when he got there, he made sure that motherfucker was stacked before he started playing.
By doing what?
By getting, oh, I don't know, the greatest tight end to ever fucking touch
not
a bat.
Not the greatest right now.
He's the best.
Not right now. Corey, he had 600 yards all year. Corey, what are you talking about?
They had games when he was blocking left tackles, bro.
He was blocking left tackles?
Yes. I'm sorry, not left tackle. Defensive ends.
Yeah, what? That's part pass of the job, rushers. Though. That's part of the job.
I mean, he's 6'6".
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see.
Like, he didn't even
most,
have to.
Most tight ends can't do that job like that.
They can't do that.
Despite.
That is what they're paid to do.
They can't do it at the level that
they are paid to do.
They can't do it at the level Gronk can do it, bro.
Bro, Gronk is blocking.
You got a tight end that can do that?
Huh?
You got a tight end that can do that?
We do.
Tom Brady is hitting open.
Who? Late Jarwin can block.
Jarwin.
Tom Brady's hitting open AB and Gronk.
Mike. If every quarterback could do it, maybe they'd be successful.
AB was a free agent.
I didn't say every quarterback could do it, but I know it's a lot that could work with that.
AB was a free agent. And he led the league in deep throws this year that nobody else wants to talk about. 43 years old.
I can lead the league in deep throws when you got them niggas. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? What is, oh my God?
It's a gun league.
Yo, who are them niggas? Tell me. And let's go through one by one.
Mike Evans? Niggas on his team?
Yes. Yeah. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin?
Time out. Mike Evans. Where would you put him on the hierarchy of receivers in the league?
He's not even top five.
He's top 10.
Top 10.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely top 10. I agree with that.
Chris Godwin.
AB was a free agent till midway through the season.
You know why. Shut up.
That's not
Tom. Yeah, had anything to do with his play?
Did that have
or anything? Or the fact that he was a fucking nut job?
Did that have anything to do with Tom Brady leading the league?
Did that have to do with
anything?
Did that have to do? Don't tell me AB like he's ass. The fact that he was a free agent, did that have anything to do with the fact that he was ass or the fact that he was a fucking moron?
Did his presence on that team affect Tom Brady leading the league in deep balls?
No, because he was already doing it before he got there.
He sat out 10 games. So the answer is no.
I don't care about you leading the league in deep balls. I'm talking about you in the Super Bowl. That's stacked. Having AB as your second or third option, that's, well, boy. Arguably the best receiver out there today.
You put AB in the top five right now?
No.
Not a year out?
No, because you wouldn't put him above Mike Evans.
Right now.
He was top five before he went out.
Okay, yeah, but he hasn't played in over a year.
This is his second full season since being out. So now tell me, where would
he's still a top 10 receiver.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
You're putting Mike Evans and AB.
And Chris Godwin's top five passes. Mike. He up there. Chris Godwin can fly.
Mike.
And Chris Godwin, one of the fastest. And then, if all else fails,
you're putting
you
both
have
of them in the
Gronk.
Top 10 right now.
I don't want to hear this
and Cameron,
shit.
And Cameron Brate.
Cameron
Brate
really
was the starter.
It, bro.
They just brought Gronk in.
A lot of niggas can work with that. A lot.
I'm not saying he doesn't have talent, but to say his team is stacked.
And
that's
old,
a stacked team.
And they're not old, even more.
And their O-line
have
was
more
wilding.
Weapons than Dallas.
Huh?
They have more weapons.
No, they don't.
Dallas receiving core is
better than
them. Tampa Bay.
They don't have a tight end that can lick
Dallas receiving core. Dallas receiving core is
better
than Tampa Bay.
And our back feels better. We have more. We are, offensively,
y'all
we are more stacked.
Y'all taking Amari over Mike Evans?
The other two?
They make up for it.
They make up for
yes,
it.
I'm taking Michael Gallup
over Chris Godwin?
I'm taking the three that Dallas has over the three that Tampa Bay has.
Yeah, I'm taking the three that a lot of other teams have over Tampa Bay.
You're taking – all right, so
taking Pittsburgh's
we're three. Talking AB, Chris Godwin, and Scotty Miller over
– No, I'm talking the whole entirety, Mike
three.
Evans, Chris Godwin, AB, and Scotty. I'm taking Dallas's four over them. Yes, I would.
Are we including tight ends in this?
Yes, we can.
Shit, nigga, you got
you're taking Gronk and Brate. Crazy.
Gronk alone.
And I'll take third
other niggas.
I'll take third string OJ Howard
right
too.
Now. I know who you think Amari Cooper is.
Amari Cooper is very good.
I'll take third string over
Mike
OJ
Evans
Howard.
Is better than Amari Cooper. You're, start that right now.
Yeah, slightly, but the other two are better than theirs too.
I don't know about that.
I do though. So keep going.
AB's not better than Michael Gallup,
huh? Right now, no, he's not.
Mike Evans, hold on. Mike Evans this year 74,013 touchdowns.
Yeah, AB's not better than Michael Gallup, Elsie.
Not right now. He's 32. Put it like this. If he was better, he wouldn't have to split snaps with Scotty. In a discussion.
Because that nigga's a nutball.
Not now. Next.
Amari caught 25 more balls for 200 more yards than Mike Evans.
And he plays in a run-first offense. Next.
With a third-string quarterback all year.
Next.
Still better than that nigga.
Yeah. See how we have facts? Get your jokes off. You can't win with this guy.
You taking Justin Jefferson as where would you put Justin Jefferson on the Bucks as a receiver?
He's gonna start.
he's gonna start.
He ain't starting.
He's gonna start over Godwin. Yeah.
So he's not starting Dallas.
No, he ain't gonna look nut.
He's starting over Michael Gallup.
Did he not have more yards than? Did he not have more yards than Gallup? And
are you smoking asshole?
He's the number one option there.
Get him. And, Michael, I know Gallup,
Michael Gallup's our third option.
Yeah, and he's the second option in Minnesota.
Yeah,
he's starting over Michael Gallup. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, he's not. If he was, CeeDee Lamb would start over Michael Gallup. But he
You're saying CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson are like this?
Absolutely. Yeah. They don't watch the games.
Are you sure about that?
It's the blue goggles, bro.
You put CeeDee Lamb in Minnesota, he's
That's why he got drafted earlier.
Double teamed and everything.
You put CeeDee Lamb in Minnesota.
Double teamed and everything.
You put CeeDee Lamb in Minnesota.
He's not the number one option there.
Yeah. You have
he's not the number one option in Minnesota. He's not getting double teamed. Adam Thielen is. That's what I'm saying.
You put CeeDee Lamb in Minnesota, he's balling like that. You give CeeDee Lamb a quarterback that can throw the ball, he's balling like that.
Is he starting over Michael Gallup?
Who?
Justin Jefferson.
No, because he's not. CeeDee Lamb's not starting over Michael Gallup. So how can he? It makes no sense.
I think he should.
Michael Gallup had Jalen Ramsey on his heels this year. And that's the best corner in the league. Yeah.
No.
No.
Talking about one instance.
Okay, but you're talking about the instance against the best at his
job. Yeah, one time I made my girl squirt. Am I a porn star now? The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but you only have one opportunity to do that.
Here we go back to the porn star. Here we go back to the porn star.
Oh, my God. All right.
You got more opportunity because you're throwing all goddamn day. Y'all can't, because y'all can't run because Zeke took a fucking downturn this year. All y'all doing is throwing. And they had Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook missed a lot of games and they were losing the majority of them. Next.
Amari Cooper. What? Is
Dalvin
getting...
Cook missed a lot of games due to injury and they were losing the majority of the games, hence why they were under 500. Next. When you're losing, you can't run the ball.
Amari Cooper is focused every game. He's the best player on their offense by far. He's like, we're putting our coverage around Amari Cooper, and he gets more receptions and more yards than you. He has a bigger
impact on the game.
He's a better receiver. We can't talk about like you got to go off of you got to go by what they do. Like you can't talk about
who they play at. Because
I know they played us twice and we suck dick.
Beat us for five games. Now granted, you know, Giants and
CeeDee Lamb had averaged 13 yards a catch, 935 yards, 5 touchdowns on 74 catches, and he was probably the third or fourth option in the offense. And with a third string backup, not second, but third. What do we like? If he plays with Dak all year,
but you don't think Justin Jefferson would have did?
I'm not saying
more?
Justin Jefferson is nice. Like
he would have probably he might have did more.
That nigga's
not
nice.
not as the third or fourth option.
No, because
like you said, like nobody's paying attention to him, right?
Not more. Like he's going to be comparable. Yeah,
yeah, no,
he's not going to blow
if
him
you,
out the way.
If you put Justin Jefferson on my team, I'm not mad at all. Like, that nigga's very nice, but I'm not. If we were to do a redraft today, I'm not drafting him over CD.
That I feel like you can't go wrong. In my opinion, I feel like you can't go wrong.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know, man.
The only way you go wrong is you draft fucking Jalen Reagor.
Yeah, that's it. and I still have hope for him, but nah, it's just like I just don't think he's gonna be what they are. I still have hope for him because he's young. He's like I'm not gonna judge a rookie.
I think Jalen Reagor is good.
Yeah,
but
I'm
we
not
just,
judging a rookie.
We never got a chance to really look at him.
That's why I'm like you can't judge him.
Fine,
and I'm not going
to. But we're gonna compare him to his peers, and his peers are the two guys that we just talked about. And he's nowhere near those peers.
If you probably do a redraft, he probably falls out of the first round.
Yeah, exactly. So he's nowhere near those.
Because of us, not because of him.
Yeah.
It's not his fault. It's our fault. Is it not, Q? Did you see what the fuck happened this season? Did you not see what I saw?
But good players perform on bad teams all the time.
We couldn't even get the ball to him.
How the fuck? Who was getting the ball to CeeDee Lamb?
Nigga, Andy Dalton was, apparently.
I just don't...
He wasn't giving the ball to himself, too.
We're like, we're moving the goalposts, but back to the original point. I don't think that those Patriot teams were stacked.
I think people
equate them to being stacked because they win a lot.
Yeah.
Now, when Tom Brady won his first 2 to 3 Super Bowls, they had a defense. Like, and that's when Bill Belichick was calling the plays. Yes. But when Matt Patricia was calling the plays on defense, and they had – what the fuck's the other guy? Like, it wasn't anything crazy.
The only time I'd say that their defense was, like, above and beyond anybody else is when they had
– Ty Law.
Rodney Harrison.
Yes, like that's when like, all right.
Vrabel. All
right, I give you that.
Brewski.
Yeah.
Wolf, but even this year in 2016, yeah, 2016, he still had Chris Long. He had Jamie Collins, Deontay Howard, I mean Hightower, and Rob Ninkovich, who was fucking playing offense and defense that year. They always have a linebacker who just turns into Taysom Hill.
Who on that Bucks defense would you put in like top three in their position?
Wait, say that again.
Who on that this Bucks defense would you put like top three of their position in
league? Levante David.
Okay, one person.
Who else? Can't do anything else. You literally can't.
Ndamukong Suh.
No, they ranked him at 13th.
13th?
Yeah, 13th defensive tackle.
The Rams got three better than him.
Yeah, exactly. Three.
Or two, at least two.
Yeah, just two, not three.
Okay, at least two.
Ndamukong Suh, he would end up starting on that D-line somehow.
I mean, he played lights the fuck out.
I say between Washington.
Nigga, did you see what he was doing to the Chiefs?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying that. But like, as far as like.
Against the backup off the line. That matters. That's your argument. That matters.
It do, but he probably would have did it anyway. I mean, he's Ndamukong Suh.
But he makes a great point. I never even talked about that. As far as like top three at their position, because
they don't have anybody that special on their fucking team. There's no one on the Bucks. You're like, yo, he is the fucking truth, and we like he is gonna do what he does everywhere else, except for Gronk, and he does not gonna do that in regular season anymore, as he saw this year. He showed up in that game.
Gronk is more so just a name,
yes.
And he relies on his IQ, like any other great player would.
He
do.
Showed up in that game this weekend, yes.
Well, you gotta think, but
this regular season, he wasn't Gronk of old.
I mean, they need him to be that.
You don't need him to be.
You don't need and Gronk to be that.
But also when
AB.
Yeah, no, AB
didn't play in 10 games.
Yeah, Mike. Okay, right, he's still there.
Mark Evans.
All right.
Marquise Godwin. You don't need Gronk to go crazy. You know what you're doing?
But you
you're
act like
saving
he's...
Gronk for the Super Bowl.
But you act like he's the only quarterback with weapons.
You'll be there because you're stacked.
You
but,
take Tom Brady off that
and
team.
And you know, and guess what you know you got to have coming at the end?
You said what?
At the second half of the
Wait,
year.
Say that again?
You have AB coming in.
Hold on, say that again?
Yeah, he just said you're inevitably going to be in the Super Bowl. You take Tom Brady off that team. That's not enough.
You put Russell Wilson on a team, what's going
to
happen?
Nope.
I don't think they go to the Super Bowl.
Russell Wilson, how many big games has Russell Wilson won in his career? Name one big game Russell Wilson's won in his career.
Nigga, you put
Matt, he wasn't even the MVP.
You put
that
Matt
game.
Stafford well, in that Super Bowl?
Yeah.
They're fine.
Russell Wilson's Malcolm defense Smith. With the Legion of Boom was better than any defense Tom Brady's
you
ever
put,
had.
You put
Wait, Malcolm Matt, Smith.
Tom
Brady chopped that defense and gave them four touchdowns and doesn't get talked about.
Russell Wilson's defense, his Super Bowl year, was better than any defense Tom Brady has ever had.
We can name, I can give you at least
any
four
defense?
Hall of Famers.
They had four fucking defensive back Hall of Famers.
Earl.
Sherman. Earl's a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely. Earl.
We sure about that?
Richard Sherman.
Earl Thomas is a Hall of Famer.
Bobby Wagner.
He's a...
Bobby Wagner for sure.
Okay.
Earl Thomas is a Hall of Famer. That Are defense, we sure we're willing to die on that hill?
That defense has three for sure Hall of Famers with a possible like six.
What, is Cam Chancellor a Hall of Famer?
He's going to be the possible. Yeah. He's going to be the possible. Because if he doesn't get in, I understand. But if he does get in, we also understand.
Earl Thomas is not a Hall of Famer.
Hold on. I'm about to look right now.
I don't think Earl Thomas is a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer. He has three... First team All Pros, two second team. That's wild.
Yeah,
he's going to the Hall of Fame. Off that alone,
he's going to the Hall.
When you look at a Pro Bowl, it doesn't matter because it's just a popularity contest. The fans vote. When you look at an All Pro, where your coworkers vote for you, hey, the best at your position, because that's what All Pro means—that you're the best at your position. He has three of them. You know how many Aaron Rodgers has? Three. If you're gonna put A-Rod in, you gotta put in Earl. It's the same thing.
Hey, okay, real quick. I love this argument. That's why Kyrie's overrated.
All right, bet. Let's go.
No, don't go. Because it'll be another
I know. But no, I just want to hold
you said
I want
Kyrie's
you
overrated?
I want you to marinate
what
on
that. You said Kyrie's overrated?
Kyrie is a champion. No, one time. See? Kyrie is a champion.
One time.
Why is Kyrie a champion?
Aaron Rodgers is a champion, too. One time.
Yeah.
Kyrie is a Uno. Champion. Uno. One time.
Yeah, but Kyrie's not as good as a point guard as Aaron Rodgers.
Kyrie's not as good as shit. Kyrie not as good as Matt Stafford.
That's why, obviously it didn't happen. But if Aaron Rodgers would have went to the Super Bowl and got two, he would have been the GOAT.
Larry Hughes would have been doing the same thing.
Over Tom Six.
Larry Hughes would have been doing the same thing if he played with LeBron.
But again, it's knowing.
We're not saying that Larry Hughes is as good as Kyrie.
If Larry Hughes is on the Nets right now, he'd give you 25 too.
Kyrie
he give you 25 too.
Yeah,
there's all is there all pros in basketball?
First team.
Kyrie
has zero. He got first.
It does hurt though.
He got first team all dribbles.
Because you know that when they put you in the Hall of Fame in the NFL, I'm not talking about the NBA. You know they look at your all pros.
He has nothing.
As they should.
Nothing going for him except that chip.
Listen,
nigga, Harrison Barnes has a gold medal. Fuck is you talking about?
Nah, they do.
Fuck is you talking about? The fuck is you talking about?
He is right, though.
Harrison Barnes.
Carmelo got like 9 of them shits.
He said it's more important than a ring.
Yeah, what the fuck? Nigga, Carmelo is one of the greatest scorers ever played.
Hey, that nigga don't got a chip, and y'all put that nigga far over Kyrie. Shut up. We can pack it up. Good night. I bet that it's been, Mike, we're sponsored by Manscaped.
Mike.
I bet that he's not that much higher than Kyrie.
And I'm out of here.
Wait, what?
Why? Tell me a factual why.
Wait. What are you saying?
That Carmelo's career isn't that much higher than Kyrie's.
Shit, yes, why? It is, nigga. Why?
What has he done? In your argument, what has he done?
He's in the top 20 all-time scoring, nigga.
Okay. Okay, give me something else.
Q from Irvington.
Give me something
else. Q was really from Irvington, bro.
No, I go off of what they've done in their career.
From West Orange.
That was going to hold him back. Why you can't compare him to Carmelo?
Bro, Carmelo did a one and done in college. Won the fucking natty. And then started snapping.
Yeah, but he wasn't the best person on that team.
He had the best numbers on that team. He had the best numbers on that team.
Like the whole season on that series.
All right, we're getting out of here because Keenan, we can't even hear you. All right. This has been another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast, episode 123, I believe. It's snowing like a motherfucker. Stay safe out there. Shout out to Manscaped. Valentine's Day is coming up this weekend. Fellas, make sure you save your fucking nuts. Go to manscaped.com, 20% off. Use the code NTS and you can get everything on there, 20% off. Free shipping too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do that shit. Shout out Manscaped. It's been another
episode.
Make
sure you hit us all the socials.
Yeah, all the socials.
Listen, hit us up everywhere, man. On Twitter, @TheNTSPod. Instagram, @TheNTSPod. TikTok. If you got a TikTok, follow us. We're @TheNTSPod. TheNTSPod. On TikTok, man. We need to get them interactions up. We're trying to get TikTok famous. That brings more listeners. You know, more listeners means more things and more algorithms for us and get us better and shit and more money and bleep, lord, bleep, lord.
Yep.
bleep, lord. We will see y'all next time, next week, same time, same place. We love y'all. Peace.
When I found out Serena...